breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It happened in the midst of a powder keg situation as ICE agents were confronted by agitating protests as the agents were trying to enforce federal immigration law in Minneapolis. A motorist in her vehicle shot dead by an ICE officer.
People need to stop using their vehicles as weapons. This domestic act of terrorism to use your vehicle to try to kill law enforcement officers is going to stop.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blames the feds.
We won't let them tear us apart. We'll not turn against each other. To Minnesotans, I say this, I feel your anger. I'm angry.
Noem says all the motorist had to do to avert tragedy was to comply with the agent's orders, put the car in park, and exit the vehicle.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
The feds say the shooting, clearly an act of self-defense, but Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey dismisses that claim as garbage. Shooting outside a Mormon church in Salt Lake City killed two people, injured six others. Happened yesterday in the building's parking lot. Dozens of people were attending a funeral inside at the time. Police do not believe it was a random attack and there have been no arrests. Secretary of State Rubio planning to meet with Danish officials next week after President Trump repeated the importance of the U.S. assuming control of the strategic Arctic island of Greenland. Rubio tells American lawmakers the administration wants to eventually purchase Greenland. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures are down 141 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 71. The S&P futures down 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a wreck on the Beltway in the last 20 minutes or so. They're still there on the outer loop as you're coming down the hill from Frederick Road towards Wilkins Avenue. It looks like at one point a couple of lanes were blocked on the right side. It's very slow through there. It's backed up already for the traffic coming down from I-70 and through Route 40. And for some reason, the folks at Chart have decided not to turn the camera at Wilkins Avenue back up to where we can see if, in fact, they're in the right lane. So they're looking south. There's no traffic south of Wilkins Avenue, but we would like them to turn the camera so we can see, obviously, what is going on. Montgomery County, early right there in several lanes blocked. Georgia Avenue, right at the ramps at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Perry Hall and 30 in Randallstown at 6. So far, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore has issued a flag order. All Maryland flags should fly at half-staff to honor Baltimore County Police Department Detective Paul Hoke. The law enforcement official died after suffering a medical emergency in the line of duty. Flags will remain lowered until further notice. And there are new details about a Pennsylvania fire chief that stole thousands from two Maryland fire companies. Authorities arrested Eugene Cornett Jr. on the first of the year. Cornett was accused of of defrauding more than $10,000 from the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company and over $4,000 from the Glendon Volunteer Fire Department. He currently serves as a fire chief in Pennsylvania. And a child is dead while an adult is fighting to survive a fire in Baltimore County. Flames broke out at the Parkville residence late Tuesday night. Authorities have identified the child as 4-year-old Wyatt Martin. No word on how the fire started. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 765. The pick 4, 4991. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Spronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. You remember that old line in Tommy Boy, right?
You must be Tommy.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
Well, that's what the Harbaughs did yesterday, in a way. Brother Jim at the podium in L.A. speaking to the media and asked for a comment on his older brother John's firing after 18 seasons in Baltimore.
John Harbaugh is the best coach I know, best coach I've ever seen. And you may say, okay, well, I'm his brother, so I might be biased.
Well, that could be, but the two brothers were scheduled to square off, next season in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the NFL coaching carousel rolls on. NBC Sports reporting yesterday that the Ravens have asked permission of Seattle to interview their offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. That's the son of former Ravens offensive coordinator Gary Kubiak. The Seahawks finished the year number 3 in points scored, 8th in total yards. And the Athletic's Diana Russini reporting the Ravens requesting to interview Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. The former Notre Damer spent 3 seasons with the Ravens as their D-line coach and run game coordinator before departing for Miami. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Tomlin chimes in on John Harbaugh and a huge trade in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, January 8th. Happy heavenly birthday, Elvis, here on WCBM. And coming up on the program this hour, Ed Hale Sr. reveals his outdoor Bill of Rights. We'll also tell you what he said about Governor Moore coming up a little bit later on. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gill is concerned about the 287G program in the state, says we're losing the battle. But our top story here today is the radical left, which controls the Democrat Party, got exactly what they wanted, what they have been agitating, what they have been hoping. They wanted another George Floyd moment, and now they think they have it. And unfortunately, a female driver yesterday in Minneapolis who blocked the roadway from ICE agents, who refused orders, lawful orders, to move, to get out of the car, who then tried to run over an ICE agent, was shot and killed. And she's been identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good. She, her. Here is the two different sides of the story. First, you'll hear from the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, and then the Minneapolis St. Paul Mayor Jacob Frey.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. A woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. This goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying. To ICE, get the out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here.
I've been doing this a long time. I cannot recall the first time, let alone ever, a mayor of a major city in this country telling a federal law enforcement agency to get the F out. I just don't remember. So this is the radical left. Jacob Frey is a progressive kook. And so is his police chief. We'll get to him a little bit later on. But there was Tampon Tim, who, by the way, is in all heap of trouble. He was pouring gasoline on the fire yesterday as he's trying now to pit the Minnesota National Guard against the U.S. troops and other National Guard units.
Order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information. Now I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner.
But you are providing the bait. You're telling them that these are our guardsmen, I mean, our teachers, our Minnesota Guard. So you're trying to pit the Minnesota Guard against the rest of the Guard units, and that's agitating for civil war. And here's what he said about that.
Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government. I think in this case that the National Guard is their main mission. They have a dual mission.
You better be very careful the next thing you say, Governor Walz, because choose your words carefully.
Let them keep rolling.
Yeah.
Let them dig deeper.
But people are going to, that's a problem. People already have died because of the radical left's, they've demonized ICE agents. They have basically agitated and called for resistance. This is what happens. People are dying as a result of it. And this is entirely at the fault of the radical left. Who all of again, they allegedly support
and
police
project
and law enforcement, except when they happen to be enforcing immigration law. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway outer loop at Wilkins has cleared, at least to the shoulder area. The backup that we had is pretty solid there right at the top of the hour, has pretty much now cleared from Frederick Road going down the hill towards I-95. Didn't really back us up too badly back towards I-70, so if it stays like it is right now, you'll be okay from I-70 through Frederick Road and then down the hill. Baltimore County also just arrived at the scene of an accident at North Point Boulevard at Baltimore Street. That's over on the east side, not too far from the city-county line, and on North Point just above the bridge at Eastern Avenue. There's a medic unit also arriving there. In Montgomery County, several vehicles were involved in a wreck on Georgia Avenue right at the ramp at the Capitol Beltway. There is access to the Capitol Beltway, but most of the southbound lanes are blocked on Georgia Avenue at that point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, starting off a chilly day today, partly cloudy skies with mild temperatures in the 50s later on. So we start chilly, but we get warmer, a little milder as the day unfolds. The rain rolls in tomorrow, more rain on Saturday, but the good news is the temperatures will remain mild. Right now, 34 in clear in Columbia, 35 in Owings Mills. Time for our one-liner news. Things just keep getting weirder and weirder. United States seized a Russian oil tanker. The name of the tanker was Marinara. No one, however, believed it was carrying pasta sauce, okay?
Right.
That was a nice try on the part of the Russians.
It was a ghost ship. It was a ghost ship, they said. They've been looking for it.
Well, they changed the names.
Uh-huh.
They changed the flags of the vessels. The registry, they tried to change everything about it, and they got two of them yesterday, not just that one. Texas A&M has banned the teachings of Plato. And Eric Swalwell said, can't they just use silly putty instead?
Plato. Yes,
that's believable.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the U.S. government has declared a war on sugar. So we're already blowing up boats with white powder. Why not more, okay?
Yeah.
New food pyramid. Did you see that yesterday?
Yes.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on. NASA has confirmed the existence of something that previously only existed in theory. It's called the Failed Galaxy. They're
Failed
naming
galaxy.
It.
It's like the Road to Nowhere type thing?
Right. Or? They're naming it after the New York Jets. Next week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will meet with officials from Denmark to discuss Greenland. Just a little piece of advice, Marco. Don't start measuring for the drapes. Not just yet. But who knows? They're really talking. The Danish government is saying that they're willing to defend every inch of Greenland. Can you imagine? We are NATO. So if we pull out of NATO and NATO tries it just won't. It's ridiculous.
There's they not have gonna, such a big army as
yeah,
well.
There's not going to be any invasion. This thing will get worked out.
They have a lot of great Danes, but not a big army.
That's right.
Actor, I have a Doberman.
Actor Mickey Rourke. Have you seen pictures of him lately?
Yeah.
He looks a little weathered.
A little?
A tad. Just a tad.
Says he won't accept $100,000 raised for him on GoFundMe to pay for his back rent. But he's just thinking about blowing it on drugs and plastic surgery, if he needs it.
Did and, you see the house he's living in?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What they say it was, $14,000, $7,000 a month, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
College football. It is. College football's Final Four kicks off Thursday night. That's tonight. The NFL regular season is over. Nice. We've got to watch professional football still on Thursday night, that's for sure. Anyway, Dr. Oz, we caught up with him yesterday, Chuck. He had some advice after he listened to this program. He was on with us just a couple of months ago. And after listening to the program, he had some advice for you, Chuck.
So alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Don't have it for breakfast.
What's wrong with that? Since when?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Yesterday was National Pass Gas Day. Today is National kinda Bubble Bath Day.
Yeah, kind of.
So you might be logical. You might be combining both, right?
Oh,
see, I look at it this way. Our breakfast and lunch is at 9 o'clock since we've been on the air all this time.
That's true.
At 9 o'clock, it's okay to imbibe.
Yeah, our breakfast is usually around mine is about 3:15 in the morning.
What are Bloody Marys for?
Yeah.
Exactly. Mimosas.
Yeah. Right.
I always like that.
You get your fruit.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
That's the best.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the best.
Finally, you know, you've heard all about this Somali daycare, the Somali fraud, everything that's going on out in Minnesota. Well, that has inspired a bunch of people to start their own child daycare starter kit.
Introducing the Child Daycare Starter Kit, the fastest way to open a child daycare funded by the government that exists exclusively on paper. Each kit includes pre-approved vibes, paperwork you don't have to fill out, fake operating hours, an empty parking lot, and best of all, no children. Don't take our word for it.
I haven't unlocked the door in 6 months, and now I'm a multimillionaire.
We'll teach you how to look busy, sound compliant, and confidently say, we're working on that.
I don't have customers, employees, or a working phone, and I've never been more profitable.
The Child Daycare Starter Kit. No kids, no staff, no problem.
I just ended one opening up at Brooksville soon.
Yeah. Uncle Chucky's.
Uncle Chucky's. Just the name is terrifying. There's Chuck E. Cheese, and then there's Uncle Chucky's.
Welcome to Chucky's.
No thanks.
Come on in.
sit down for a
while.
And then the first thing I say is, where's your mommy? Is that your mommy standing over there? Tell mommy to come see Uncle Chucky.
I'll flag that, Michelle, just in case.
Oh, you know. Right. You flag this.
Debbie might be interested in hearing that one.
Yeah,
Deb. All right, see you in a couple.
Right.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Not only is the governor of the state a lunatic and the mayor of Minneapolis a lunatic, the attorney general is a lunatic, they got a lunatic congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, the MPD chief of police is also a woke radical. We'll explain in just a moment. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. It is time now. I'm sure you've opened up your January bill for your heating, and the electric is just going sky high. And it's amazing that, you know, in just about 4 years, governor wants to get rid of gasoline. Natural gas, excuse me. Propane and other ways to heat your home. So including oil. And so right now you got to make sure that your heat pump, your heat system, whatever you have, is working and working efficiently, meaning it's not going to cost you even much more, because that might be, you know, generating heat, but it might be costing you much more money than you need to. So call them. They'll come out for a mechanical check, maintenance check, and make sure your filter's okay, your switches, and the system is operating as it should. 410-876-9404 is their number. Tell them I told you to call. 410-876-9404 or timkylecompany.com, and get that heat system checked out today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's Intimodium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
Yeah, we thought about inviting Chuck to the Taste of the Union, but we wanted some food to be available for everybody else, so we'll do that another day. 6:23.
Go ahead.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Whiskey Nuts is here.
Get all the stuff in while you can. It's only a short journey.
It is.
The southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the lanes are open. Good trip right now, 95 at O'Donnell Street into the Toll Plaza area. 895 is okay right now. O'Donnell Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. The Beltway West Side did recover. We had a pretty bad wreck there right around 545 on the outer loop at Wilkins. That has recovered. We're getting the morning buildups now from 795 going down through I-70 and eventually down towards Route 40. Baltimore County with an active accident scene at North Point Boulevard at Baltimore Street, not far from the city county line. There's an active fire call in the city, Jefferson Street at Luzerne Avenue on the east side, and several local streets are blocked off in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off chilly, but then partly cloudy skies later on. The mild temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Rain rolling in tomorrow. More rain on Saturday. It's clear 35 in Annapolis, 34 in Ellicott City. And again, this is a horrific ending, but this is exactly what the left has been orchestrating and agitating for now since the beginning of these ICE raids. Remember, who caused this? Chairman Joe and the radical Reconquista open border radical leftists opened up our borders and let tens of millions of illegal aliens, terrorists, cartel, human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking illegals into this country. And it's unsustainable because we can't afford to educate, to shelter, to provide health care for this amount of people that are really coming in with not bringing any meaningful work or willing to make any contribution. They're here to be a drain on the system in order to collapse it. That's Cloward Piven. That's the plan from the radical left. And so they caused this problem. President Trump inherited this problem. And President Trump lawfully, in a again, the Immigration Act, the Naturalization Act of 1996, passed by Congress, signed by Bill Clinton, has lawfully engaged ICE to go after these, first off, the criminal element, getting these murderers, rapists, pedophiles, etc., off the street, the drunk drivers and the truck drivers that can't read English or know how to drive. They're out there killing people as well in the streets. So that's who caused this problem. This is on the radical left. And then when we went out to enforce the laws of the United States, they began to demonize against ICE agents, against President Trump. They began resisting. They began basically showing up wherever ICE shows up, interfering, harassing, and even assaulting in some cases. That's exactly what happened yesterday. So the Minneapolis police chief, his name is Brian O'Hara, he had previously said, we're not going to respond when ICE gets in trouble. Okay? So, again, that's a message, coded message, to his radical leftist assault teams. You can do whatever you want to ICE agents. And, you know, if they're in trouble, we're not going to help out. We're not going to respond. Well, unfortunately, they had to respond yesterday because this 37-year-old radical leftist with pronouns decided to interfere, harass, and then try. I've seen the video. I have seen the video. There is no doubt in my mind that this was an attempt to run over this ICE agent and flee the scene. Okay, she was ordered to get out of the car. She did not get out of the car. They went to open up the car door, and she then hit the accelerator with an ICE agent right in front of her vehicle. And in an act of self-defense, in my opinion, he tried to defend himself. And again, I should point out that a car is a deadly weapon, not according to the Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
I do not know the exact circumstances of the shooting, but I would tell you, in any professional law enforcement agency in the country, I think they would tell you it's obviously very concerning whenever there's a shooting into a vehicle of someone who's not armed. But it also is something that is possible. At times, it is justified.
Well, she did not have a gun, apparently, but she did have a 2,000-pound vehicle, according to the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. That is, by law, considered a deadly weapon.
It's clearly established law that a vehicle driven by a person and used to harm someone is a deadly weapon. Deadly force is perfectly lawful when a threat is faced by a weapon. So I do believe that this officer used his training in this situation.
Do you remember Amy Caprio in Baltimore County, the police officer? That's right. Dante Harris was just trying to get away when he murdered Officer Caprio. When you use your vehicle as a deadly weapon, you will be met with deadly force. When the left tells people to not respect law enforcement, which they've done since the Big Mike Brown lie, they shouldn't act surprised when people assault law enforcement. And Tim Walls calling for a civil war, what an idiot. Thank you, Marty, for that email.
Yeah, and why wasn't that child in school, the one that shot Amy Caprio?
Yeah.
That was during school days.
Right,
gosh.
Right, it was. Well, because, you know, they were out applying their trade. They were in trade school.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Be a criminal. So there you have it. And remember, we just had, before Christmas, we had ICE agents shoot somebody in Glen Burnie because they tried to run them over with their vehicle. Okay, now that was not a deadly shooting, but it was, you know, obviously it's
self-defense.
And this is what happens. The left is agitating. They want this to happen. They want to create chaos
and
confusion.
Wah!
And then they want another George Floyd moment where then we can have people taking to the streets. And now we have a governor trying to foment a civil war between the Minnesota National Guard and the rest of the guardsmen in our country. Folks, the Democrats are an evil, soulless, dangerous party to this country, and we should identify and not be afraid to call them out for their the threat that they do pose to safety, public safety, that is. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. 6:30, here's Scratchy Hunter with the latest news headlines.
I feel like better now. Fox 45 reports that a 29-year-old man was shot by a Baltimore police officer in downtown Baltimore at around 9:18 p.m. in the 300 block of West Franklin Street. Police said an officer was conducting a traffic stop when he noticed that the driver of the vehicle had what appeared to be a handgun. The driver told the officer that it was just a clip. The officer reached into the car, and that's when the driver sped off, dragging the officer down the street. The officer fired at least one round at that point, which struck the driver. Governor Wes Moore has issued a flag order. All Maryland flags should fly at half-staff to honor Baltimore County Police Department Detective Paul Hoke. The law enforcement official died after suffering a medical emergency in the line of duty. Flags will remain lowered until further notice. New details about a Pennsylvania fire chief that stole thousands from two Maryland fire companies. Authorities arrested Eugene Cornett Jr. on the first of the year. Cornett was accused of defrauding more than $10,000 from the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company and over $4,000 from the Glendon Volunteer Fire Department. He currently serves as a fire chief in Pennsylvania. And a child is dead while an adult is fighting to survive a fire in Baltimore County. Flames broke out at the Parkville residence late Tuesday night. Authorities have identified the child as 4-year-old Wyatt Martin. No word on how the fire started. And Governor Moore announced that improvements have been made to the Maryland.gov website. Some of the upgrades include plain language content and built-in accessibility features. There are now also 5 clear categories to help Marylanders better navigate the web page. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Download to see if you qualify for Albert Instant Advance. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription is required for Instant Advance. Please see the Albert app or Albert.com for subscription pricing. Subscriptions can be canceled at any time.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? You can get up to a $1,000 advance fast to pay for car repairs, bills, rent, groceries, whatever you need. Plus, Albert can help you find ways to save and give you a custom budget to actually grow your money.
Albert can get me up to $1,000?
Exactly. But they do more than get you up to $1,000. Albert is your financial assistant, helping you budget, save, and spotting you money in a pinch.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000 for your bills, rent, groceries, and more. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $1,000. Use code MONEY to get up to $1,000.
There's a new wreck in Baltimore County just in Route 702 at Middleborough Road, so that traffic south and east of Old Eastern Avenue. Keep an eye out for that. We had the wreck with injuries at North Point Boulevard at Baltimore Street. That was a rescue, and it looks like the cleanup and the investigation are still underway. An active fire call in the city, Jefferson Street at Luzerne Avenue on the east side. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Earlier problems at Wilkins Avenue have been gone for a while, and we're good right now through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge to the Severn River Bridge and clear, but with building traffic on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Comments from far and wide coming in on the firing of John Harbaugh after 18 years in Baltimore. His counterpart in Pittsburgh yesterday on the Rich Eisen Show.
First, I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. This rivalry that we've been fortunate and honored enough to be a part of. I just got so much respect for him and how he's gone about his business. And we've certainly had some legendary battles over the years.
44 times Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh squared off in their respective careers, the last of which, at least for now, this past Sunday night. The count is Tomlin 25 and Harbaugh 19. And then John's brother Jim in L.A. at the podium.
It's great, you know, seeing that kind of outpouring and of support, and also just so cool to see all my brother's accomplishments, you know, and be recognized for that. And you know, I just, as I told him, you know, whatever team he goes to is going to be formidable, and I just hope it's in the NFC.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer reporting that Kevin Stefanski is a serious candidate for the Giants job. New York also reportedly interested in John Harbaugh and former Packers and Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. To the ice we go, where the Caps wrapped up a three-game home stretch against the Stars last night at Capital One Arena.
Stars with a shot. Foxa, it's loose. He scores! Radek Foxa jumped on the loose puck.
Josh Bogorod had the call on Victory TV Plus in Dallas. Fax's shorthanded goal just 3 minutes into the game stunned the Caps, and they never recovered. 4-1 was the final of the Caps' seventh loss in their last 10 games. Big trade yesterday in the NBA, and it involves the Wizards. Washington obtaining four-time All-Star guard Trae Young from the Hawks for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. Young was the Hawks' all-time leader in three-pointers and assists. Meanwhile, on the hardwood, it's going to be a long year in College Park as the Terps fall under 500 for the first time this year. On the short end last night to Indiana, 84-66 was the final. Maryland now 7-8 on the campaign. They are 0-4 in Big Ten play. The time now is 6:36 when we return a vote of confidence from the White House.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Not a surprise here that President Trump is a big fan of John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh,
right,
for that matter.
Both Harbaughs.
He invited the family to the White House a couple months ago or before the season began, etc. Anyway, yesterday, posting on Truth Social, his social media platform, quote, hire John Harbaugh fast. He and his brother Jim are total winners, President DJT. So, yeah. You know, so if John Harbaugh goes into an interview, say, with the Giants or the Browns or whoever, he can kind of, you know, well, let's take a look at your portfolio, John. You can just kind of, well, here's something I got from.
You just wonder if it's going to be a Trump-friendly owner, though, because if it's like the Rooneys who can't stand President Trump. Well, you know, that would be out of the question.
But exactly.
So I wonder if it's good to politicize this thing or just let. But no, both the Harbaughs, they're good Christian men, and they're patriots as well. So,
and no shock, by the way, Sean, that John took a lot of criticism right here in Baltimore.
Yep.
For that trip.
Yes, he did.
They lost their minds.
Yeah, they have. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You are listening to Casey and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Have you seen the video? And again, if not, it's available at a number of outlets. You can on different websites if you want, of the ICE agent with the unfortunate, tragic, fatal shooting of a disturbed, pronouned woman who was there trying to block ICE efforts. It's just foolish. It's foolhardy. And I'm talking about Democrat leadership, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, Governor Westmore, to basically say, do not go out there and interfere with any law enforcement operation whatsoever. It's just incredible. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can. Meanwhile, Harford County Sheriff, and we talked about the ICE shooting here in Glen Burnie. In the Baltimore metro area right before Christmas. But with the legislative session set to begin a week from yesterday, Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is expressing concern about the future of the 287G program, which does allow local law enforcement to collaborate with ICE to identify illegal immigrants in police custody. Gaylor was not optimistic about the 287G program's chances in the future.
I suspect we're probably going to lose the battle, but I think we'll be down there fighting the battle when the president of the Senate joins that that call.
Senate President Bill Ferguson is leading that charge, stating recently that, quote, recent months demonstrate that ICE and the Department of Homeland Security are operating with impunity, violating constitutional rights of American citizens and immigrants alike. For our law enforcement agencies to maintain the public trust, they cannot aid and abet that lawlessness, end of quote. Well, that is a complete lie. Bill Ferguson is a liar. This is a constitutional law enforcement act and duty. When you have a law passed by Congress, signed by a president, that is the law of the United States, and they're allowed to enforce that law. If you don't like that law, then you can change the law. But for Bill Ferguson to suggest that this is aiding and abetting lawlessness is just, to be kind, a mischaracterization, and not so kind is a bold-faced lie. And you know what? Again, Gaylor went on to say that, look, this is not what law enforcement does.
287G is not a law enforcement program. So when you hear an elected official tell you that we need to end this law enforcement partnership, they're lying to you.
Exactly. And that's what I just said about Bill Ferguson. Now, that's the 287G light. There's heavy, medium, and light. The medium and light version's pretty much not law enforcement, but the heavy version, which is not in the state of Maryland, can be. But I think there's some other states that do use the heavier version, which this is where local law enforcement can go out and aid ICE in their arrests as well. And you know what? I think Gaylor makes a great point here in not cooperating with ICE, you allow more murderers, rapists, kidnappers, pedophiles, at all, out on the streets of the community. And these are the communities, and immigrant communities especially, where they are being doubly, triply victimized by the refusal by the left to observe the law.
When you cooperate and you work hand in hand with ICE to remove criminal offenders from your community, there's no need for them to come in and do the kind of details they're doing in Minneapolis.
Now, had the Minneapolis Police Department and the Anne Arundel County, Anne Arundel County, I think Stuart Pittman is basically, they just ended the 287G program in Anne Arundel County, then you may not have had shootings like this in Minneapolis and in Glen Burnie. So this is, this is all on the radical left. And they're trying to spin this as if this is President Trump's fault, Kristi Noem's fault, the ICE agent's fault. It is not. And you think if it's been politicized, Gaylor points out this was done under Democrat presidents.
This is a program that was brought in by President Bill Clinton in the 90s. We were accepted in by President Obama, a Democrat. But now, it's evil because President Trump's in the White House.
Yeah, orange man bad, orange man bad. And now we're seeing bad things for our country with this kind of, weaponizing of lawfare, weaponizing against ICE agents, against the president, etc. And the biggest problem really is the Maryland General Insane Asylum, which Gaylor aptly describes as being pro-criminal.
We're going to fight it. I suspect it's going away. When you have legislation that is more pro-criminal and not for the public safety.
And that's exactly what we have running the show. They can spin it any way they want, but when you repeatedly pass laws that aid and abet criminals and deny victims their rights, you are a pro-criminal governor and a pro-criminal legislature. 6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, outer loop at Route 29. Not sure about road blockage yet, but already a quick delay back through New Hampshire Avenue and then back towards 95. In the last 40 minutes, there was a wreck on Georgia Avenue just south of the Capitol Beltway, and they're still working on that. But this new problem is about 10 minutes old on the outer loop at Route 29. There are some delays now. Both the tunnels were backing up with about 10-minute delays, and building the left tube is a little bit slow at the Fort McHenry Tunnel southbound, but I just looked at the camera going all the way through the tunnel and down towards Key Highway, and all the lanes are open. Four green arrows, that's always good, indicating that the lanes are clear. And now 895 should have some brake lights between the Eastern Avenue Bridge and the tunnel coming south at the Old Harbor Tunnel. JFX still clear, nothing major yet on the Beltway, but the west side is already slowing in the usual area from 795 down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be start off chilly, and then we warm up as the day progresses. Cloudy skies, mild temperatures in the 50s. Rain coming Friday and Saturday. Right now, 34 and clear in Pikesville, and it is 37 under partly cloudy skies in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Captain Chuck!
Would you like to take a whiff of something called Pizza and Ranch? Apparently Bath and Body Works debuted a new Pizza and Ranch candle last month, and they've already nixed it because it's making people gag. Maybe it's not the pizza. Maybe it's the ranch part.
Probably.
Maybe they forgot to pick up on the ranch.
The two as a combo are great.
Customers claimed it was the most disgusting thing they ever smelled. Pizza.
I don't think that.
Pizza and ranch.
You.
Checkers and Rally's launched the new $5 MVP meal deal, their latest value meal offering. Includes a choice of sandwich, value fries, small soft drink, and a deep fried cinnamon apple pie.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
Sandwich choices include the mushroom Swiss burger, spicy chicken sandwich, or the cheese double. Two beef patties and cheeseburgers. The new Grahami ice cream is now basically coming at Baskin-Robbins. It's a graham cracker-flavored ice cream with chocolate-covered honeycomb pieces and a honey graham cracker swirls as well. So
might be good.
I can deal with that.
Sounds good. If you like graham crackers, you'll love the graham cracker ice cream at Baskin-Robbins. You know, now with the new food pyramid, more outlets are starting to offer healthier options. For instance, Kava, they have new Harissa Chicken Power Bowl, which includes sweet potatoes, power greens, and Harissa chicken. So we're going to see more.
Harissa?
Yeah, it's a spice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a spice.
Always good for spice.
Yeah. And Subway's got getting a protein boost. They're offering new pockets and daily subs, including, let's see, today is Thursday. It's Turkey Thursday, so you get oven-roasted turkey today. Ham on Friday, meatball marinara on Mondays, classic tuna. It's always dicey.
Yeah.
When you say tuna and Subway in the
we
same
sentence.
We get
yelled at when we eat that here, so.
Right. What tuna?
The new pockets.
Who's yelling at you with tuna?
People are yelling. If you bring in something stinky,
well, you don't
certain
microwave
people get
it.
Offended by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you don't microwave the tuna, you're okay.
No, you don't microwave. Ew.
I like mine seared. Not the canned tuna, but right. If you have tuna like on the
fancy
the,
tuna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tuna steak.
Yes.
I like a little tuna tartare on occasion.
No, pardon me. Tartare. Yeah.
Ahi oh, tuna.
Macron.
That's right. Oui, monsieur.
By the way, can I throw in a happy birthday?
Yeah, sure.
My father's birthday today. Bless his heart. In heaven.
Oh, heavenly birthday wishes to Chuck's dad and Elvis. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, get this. My father was in World War I.
Okay. Wow.
He was almost 50 years old when I was born. He would be 126 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Think about that.
Wow. He was 50?
Wow.
50 when you were born? That's just incredible. May he rest in peace.
Especially back then.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know that Elvis had a twin at birth.
Yes. That's where my middle name Aaron came from, I believe.
Oh. No, his name was Garen. It was Jesse Garen.
It was, okay, because it was Elvis Aaron Presley. Oh, okay, I was wrong. I was on the assumption that was the name of his
That's okay.
Twin.
You're coming off National Past Gas Day, so.
Well, I'm still really.
That might be some consequences
there. You've been working here? I'm still recovering.
Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 6:48, let's go to the phones. Dan in Westminster. Good morning, Dan.
John, your argument about criminal representation is very juvenile and ill thought out. Criminals are due representation. Literally, every elected representative represents criminals. They are citizens, and they are due representation exactly the same as you are. You are one bad move away from being a criminal. You literally cannot go a day without committing a crime, and you're only an officer with a chip on his shoulder without a charge. So right. You may want to refine your argument if you want validity.
Well, the argument here is, I understand what you're saying. We are all protected by the Constitution as citizens of the United States. And even if you've been accused of a crime, you are guaranteed that protection. I understand that elected people have that responsibility to represent all of us. What I am saying is that some legislators take that, one step, two step, five steps further and craft legislation that makes sure, for instance, here's one, the Second Chance Act. Somebody who's been convicted of a crime, even murder, and has served like 20 years, can now be eligible for parole and to get out early. Now, you've already been convicted. A jury of your peers has already concluded that you're guilty of the crime. A judge has sentenced you, and here come these legislators in. They want to let you out early because, as I say, they're pro-criminal. So I don't quite see there's a flaw in your argument, Dan, that you know you can go to extremes in this case. I understand we're one step away from being accused of a crime. We need that representation. We need that legal defense. But on the other side of that equation, we're watching the pendulum swing the other way, and that's the problem I have with some of these legislators.
To say that a legislature should not put the rights of a criminal above the rights of a non-criminal has validity. To say that a legislator who is pro-criminal is wrong is not a valid statement.
Well, but if that legislator, Dan, if that legislator is crafting a legislation that is putting the rights of a criminal over citizens at large, victims at all, does that not by definition make them pro-criminal?
Being pro-criminal is not what you're criticizing them for. You're criticizing them for placing values of criminals above those of non-criminals. You're not criticizing them for...
I'm criticizing them for passing laws, statutes of laws, that not the values, but the actual, you know, their crimes and their whether they're accused or whether they're convicted, whatever the case may be. I understand they have to represent everybody. I get that argument. But once they've represented everybody, it seems like now in this state, they go above and beyond to place the priority of criminals already convicted in prisons... To put them above the and putting the rest of us at great peril. But listen, I appreciate the dialogue back and forth. Got to run. Coming up on a break here. Rescue Natural Supplements. You can call in and you can weigh in on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And Rescue Natural Supplements are here for you. You can, if you're still already broken that New Year's resolution, and so many of us have in the first 8-9 days of the new year, we want to get you back on track with all of our incredible supplements. They're side effect free. They're not pharmaceuticals. They're nutraceuticals. They're derived from natural substances. Wouldn't it be better to try to do something naturally versus artificially with chemicals and so on and so forth? So that's why Rescue has products. They're time-tested. They're heavily researched. And I've been using their products and supplements now for over 15 years. And I swear by them. They are great. And right now you can buy 4 single bottles or more and save 40% off your order when you use the coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's New Year 40. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed Broadband Experience Report May 2025.
6:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
We're up to about a 7 to maybe about a 10-minute delay now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. All the lanes are moving, but we're backed up around Urban Avenue on 895. 95 now is beginning to slow around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing out of the ordinary right now on the Beltway. Definitely filled in on the outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop towards Greenspring, 795 to Frederick Road coming down the west side. Keep in mind, there was a wreck on the Capitol Beltway, maybe on the shoulder now, outer loop at Route 29, but delays are going back to between New Hampshire Avenue and the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, starting off chilly, partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures in the 50s. Rain rolls in on Friday, more rain on Saturday as well. So keep that in mind. And right now we're looking at 35 and clear in Forest Hill, 33 in Severn. Lines are open 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Ed Hale Sr., gubernatorial candidate for governor, held a press conference yesterday on the Eastern Shore, surrounded by farmers and watermen. He was announcing his outdoor bill of rights, where he said that he believes that watermen and those who make their living off the Chesapeake Bay and tributaries, and hunters, fishermen, farmers, etc., have largely gone ignored by the Moore administration. And he blames a what he calls bloated bureaucracy.
But I believe that we have a very, 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 very bloated bureaucracy that's got to be dealt with.
And, of course, being a hunter himself, and those of us that are Second Amendment supporters are reassured to hear that Ed Hale Sr. indeed is a Second Amendment guy.
I'm a hunter. I'm a Second Amendment guy, 100%, always have been, always will be.
Yeah, the guy in office right now is not a Second Amendment guy. Most of the Democrats that operate in the legislature right now, the general insane asylum, are not Second Amendment people. That is for sure. What we went on to say, he pointed out that, you know, this is the smiling turtle, a.k.a. Governor West. Well, remember, he's IDGAF. I don't give a fudge. He apparently doesn't give a fudge about the watermen because he already broke a lot of promises to them.
Rob Newberry's back here. I met him a couple times. And Rob told me, he said he met Wes Moore. And Wes Moore told him, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to be calling you all the time. You are so great, Rob. You are really a representative of all the watermen, and I'm going to call you whenever I have a question. Subsequently, Rob called him a bunch of times. He's never gotten a return phone call. And I believe that is the effect that we all have here. No one is getting called back. No one. That's going to change if I get in.
He talks about he would appoint cabinet secretaries who would be held accountable, and that he would be listening to everybody. No one would be left behind. There's a lot of people being left behind here, and he had some interesting words to share about Governor Wes Moore and his authenticity.
The fact that I'm here doing this is something that's an anathema to me. I don't know about doing politics. I've been backing people all my life, and I've never been out front. I was goose hunting out here, right over my left shoulder here, and I asked a friend of mine, do you not have anyone that can come and make this state right? Because the guy that we have, Wes Moore, who is really not a Marylander, he is really a fake as far as I'm concerned. And I know this is going to be on TV and things like this are going to be said. However, we all know this. He is a guy that has really left everybody behind.
Yeah, he really has. His slogan has been, leave no one behind. he's leaving everybody behind. And Ed Hale Sr. went on to say that help is on the way. We'll have more from him coming up next hour as well. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. You know, Vinny does an incredible job at selling your home. And the reason why is because of this database that he has. These are buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. You're looking at about 13,000 in total. And it is something that before your home even hits the MLS or the open market, you've got eyes on your home. And that's the reason why Vinny's got such a great success rate at selling your home, usually within hours, a couple days, maybe a week at the most. But some of these homes languish on the market for months, if not up to a full year. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. You sit down, you talk with him or one of his agents. You'll agree on asking price and the time frame in which you seek to sell your home. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold guaranteed. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, 410-709-7515. Coming up next, Dr. Sean Bolson, Harford County Superintendent, has been placed on leave without pay. We'll tell you why.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Top Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. People need to stop using their vehicles as weapons. The words of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem following the fatal shooting of a motorist in Minneapolis. The driver was shot dead by an ICE agent, was among officers trying to enforce federal immigration law when suddenly a vehicle came at them. Noem vows that these kind of incidents will stop.
I'm asking the Department of Justice to prosecute it as domestic terrorism because it's clear that it's being coordinated. People are being trained and told how to use their vehicles to impede law enforcement operations, and then to run over anybody who gets in their way while they go out there and try to disrupt peace and public safety. And Americans deserve better.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz blames the Trump administration.
What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear.
Noem says the agent involved in the shooting was no stranger to this kind of violence.
In fact, the very same officer who was attacked today had previously been dragged by an anti-ICE rioter who had rammed him with a car and drug him back in June.
President Trump is proposing a big military spending hike next year.
On the heels of the U.S. military operation to capture Venezuela's leader, the president wants a $1.5 trillion defense budget for 2027. That's an increase of more than half a trillion dollars from the current budget. The president cited troubled and dangerous times for the higher request. In a social media post, he wrote, "This will allow us to build the dream military that we have long been entitled to." Greg Clugston, Washington.
There have been no arrests in yesterday's deadly shooting in the parking lot of a Mormon church in Salt Lake City. Two people were killed. It happened during a funeral taking place inside the building. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 154 points. NASDAQ futures are off 58. More on these stories, townhall.com.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD right now and get your free gold rollover kit valued at $49, yours just for calling. More Americans than ever are discovering the power of rolling over a portion of their IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of inflation, uncertainty, or market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. And in 2026, it could be the key to building the retirement you've always imagined. That's why so many people trust Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America for 10 years running. Call 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold rollover kit. Call 800-741-GOLD and let 2026 be the year you finally take control. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck in Crofton, northbound Route 3 at Route 450, so keep an eye out for the flashing lights there. Busy intersection, a lot more traffic now in that area around Crofton, both north and southbound. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway is now confined to the shoulder on the outer loop at Route 29. We'll have delays, though, as you're coming up the hill from 95 towards New Hampshire Avenue, but now it's going to be pretty much the normal delay through there. Might be a little bit slow on 95 South as you're moving down from Powder Mill Road and then joining the Capitol Beltway there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Bel Air and 37 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. After a tumultuous 24 hours, Harford County Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Sean Bolson has been placed on administrative leave with pay. The move comes after Fox 45 News obtained a recording from the New Orleans Police Department where a caller who identifies himself as Sean Bolson reported being the victim of a theft. The Harford County Board of Education also voted in a majority to make Dr. Diane Mack acting superintendent as the Maryland Inspector General for Education investigates. Meanwhile, calls are growing for Bolson to resign immediately. And new details about a Pennsylvania fire chief who allegedly stole thousands from two Maryland fire companies. Authorities arrested Eugene Cornett Jr. on the first of the year. Cornett was accused of defrauding more than $10,000 from the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company and over $4,000 from the Glendon Volunteer Fire Department. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 765, the pick 4, 4991. 705 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air.
Custom home builders
and remodelers
find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More from Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin yesterday on the Rich Eisen Show, talking about the nature of sports and the firing of John Harbaugh.
Well, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. And so, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on, and if he chooses to coach again, I'm sure he will, and I'm sure he'll be very successful.
Meanwhile, the Steelers preparing for their wild card game Monday night against the Texans, with rumors flying all over the place that if Pittsburgh doesn't win, Tomlin could be out as well. On the Ravens coaching front, NBC Sports reporting yesterday that the Ravens have sought permission to interview Seahawks OC Clint Kubiak, the son of former Ravens OC and Super Bowl champion head coach Gary Kubiak. And the Athletic reporting the Ravens request to interview Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Big trade in the MLB yesterday. Cubs acquiring right-handed flamethrower Edwin Cabrera from the Marlins for three prospects. Cabrera with 150 strikeouts last year and 137 innings pitched. And finally, it's getting to be that time. Golf news for you. World number one Scottie Scheffler set to make his 2026 debut at the American Express Tournament later this month, January 22nd through the 25th in La Quinta, California. Coming up in 30 minutes, the importance of Tyler Linderbaum. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, boy, you missed the first busy first hour. We talked about, obviously, Ed Hale Sr., his outdoor Bill of Rights, the Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor says he's fighting a losing battle to preserve 287G in the state of Maryland. That's Bill Ferguson and the rest of the pro-criminal Democrats in Annapolis will continue to try to get rid of that program. And the Minnesota shooting of that unfortunate tragic death of a woman who tried to run over an ICE agent with her vehicle. That is all on the we place the blame on that on the radical left that have been agitating for this kind of event, trying to create a George Floyd moment, in my opinion. But coming up in this hour, more on Ed Hale Sr. Regarding Governor Moore and some of the things he has ideas for the budget. We'll take you to Washington, the Somali fraud hearing yesterday, fireworks on the Hill. But our top story here today is the Harford County School Superintendent, Dr. Sean Bolson, has been placed on leave, administrative leave, with pay, following the revelation. Chris Papps of Project Baltimore at Fox 45 got a hold of the 911 call. We played some of that yesterday here on the show, where he reported a theft from his hotel room and said that a strange woman, a black woman in a green dress, knocked on his door 2 o'clock in the morning of his hotel. While you would open that door to a strange woman, we already speculated, but I think we kind of know what's going on there. And look, that's a personal thing. That doesn't bother me. I think what bothers a lot of people is that he had $8,000 worth of Harford County Public School equipment, including computers, iPads, stolen. And I would imagine that you have student data, personnel data on this equipment. And Delegate Lauren Erickson says that's a problem.
I think every parent and employee in Harford County would be disturbed to know that their really sensitive information could have been compromised in such a way by someone who is supposed to be protecting them and helping raise our children.
Yeah, that is a huge problem, says Erickson. And the fact is that she thinks, look, the school board, they did the right thing, I think, in voting to place him on administrative leave. She said this is upsetting for parents and students at Harford County Public Schools.
The school board has a duty to protect the students, not protect Dr. Bolson. He can protect himself, but the school board has to protect our students, and our students don't need a man like that running things.
Yeah, and so yeah, you talk about character issues, but again, that property, you're entrusted with that data, to keep that, and you don't let strange women in your hotel room, who then you either fall asleep, or we don't know, we haven't heard from Dr. Bolson on this as to what his excuse was for letting a stranger in his hotel room at 2 o'clock in the morning. But she says, along with Harford County Executive Bob Cassily, that it is time for him to resign.
My message to parents is to be upset. I'm upset. They should all be upset. They need to let the school board know that this man needs to go.
So last April, this 911 call was made to report this theft. The caller identified himself as Sean Bolson, spelled out his name, et cetera. But then we find out later that there was never a official police report filed. So you think if you had $8,000 worth of equipment stolen, you would report that, right? Insurance would cover some of that, and at least you could learn people that their data might have been compromised. That did not happen here, and Erickson is demanding that there now be a full investigation into Dr. Bolson's alleged behavior.
I want to know if there was anybody else involved, because to me this feels like too big of a thing for no one to know about.
I agree wholeheartedly. It is too big of a thing. He was already on the hot seat for, hiring and employing convicted felons and people that are on work release that were teaching in elementary school. So is this really the kind of individual that Harford County School Board, Harford County parents, and others want in charge of educating their children? I think you can and should do better. It's 7:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
We're looking at a wreck, 95 South, right here at the King Avenue Bridge. That's between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. Everybody's on the right shoulder. State Highway truck is there. State police are there. Looks like several vehicles are involved.
So it's well off to the side. We're getting traffic by, but it's bunching up right there as you're coming south. So after White Marsh, I would just kind of stay in the center and the left-hand lane. The express lanes have no impact at all as you're coming south through there. The rest of the Beltway, once you get to it, definitely slow traffic now on the Parkville side, filling in at Green Spring. The west side has already been heavy from 795, working its way south. JFX, no early problems there, but filling in now between Ruxton Road and the city county line. There are some delays. We're still around 10 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, but so far no big issues going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It starts off chilly, then we warm up. Mild temperatures in the 50s today. Rain coming Friday and Saturday. Right now, 34 and partly cloudy in Stevensville. It's 34 in Baltimore. And it is time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, President Trump doubling down on making sure that the Venezuelan ghost oil tankers, two of them were boarded yesterday by U.S. forces. And these were guys, tankers that were changing their flags, their names, etc. And that is something that obviously is a huge problem. So that oil, by the way, is going to be sold at market rates. 30 to 50 million barrels of oil are going to be sold at market rates. And that is going to help pay for the rebuilding of Venezuela and compensating Venezuela, as well as Americans who have been poisoned to death by fentanyl, cocaine, and by Tren de Aragua and the rest of the Venezuelan gangs. I understand we have a traffic situation breaking as we speak. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Right after we hung up with that last one, a wreck occurred here. I'm looking at it now. Outer loop between Windsor Mill Road and Security Boulevard. One, two, three, four vehicles involved. Rear-end type accident. Nobody there. They're on the way, but nobody there right now. So if you're coming south of Windsor Mill Road, you need to get out of the left-hand lane before you get to Security Boulevard. Thanks, Sean.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thanks for the update. And back to the MAGA update, and that is something we find that President Trump is serious about Greenland. Now, again, I don't think he's serious about invading Greenland. That is being used as a negotiation tactic or art of the deal type stuff. But Secretary Rubio has been dispatched to Greenland to negotiate. And again, let's remind people that Greenland is tantamount. It's important to the United States for two reasons. Rare earth minerals and elements, and national security. Both the Chinese and the Russians have been very aggressive in the Arctic Circle in an attempt to protect America from any kind of attack or cutting off shipping lanes or sub lanes. It's important that we have Greenland as a friendly, either as a U.S. territory. I'm not suggesting they be added as a 51st state, but it is important as we protect our hemisphere that we make sure that we are protected from the north and the south. Thus, the actions in Venezuela, looking to be able to purchase maybe Greenland. And, of course, they did separate or voted for independence from Denmark recently. So I think this is the beginning of the negotiations in Greenland with the Secretary of State Rubio. We hope make sure that we can do something. Maybe as with Seward's Folly, as when we purchased Alaska or maybe the Louisiana Purchase, you know, from the French. And we purchased a lot of lands as well that way. But sometimes it has to be taken by force. I'm not advocating that. I know people are really bothered by that. But, you know, I'd rather protect the interest of the United States and not give the upper hand to Russia or China. And finally, the new food pyramid was released yesterday by the Health and Human Services Secretary, RFK Jr., and Dr. Mehmet Oz. And here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., talking about the new food pyramid is going to actually get rid of processed foods and get rid of the influence by big food once and for all.
That is the result of a food pyramid that was driven by mercantile impulses that put Fruit Loops at the top of the food pyramid.
Yeah, imagine Fruit Loops at the top of the food. You know, that was all dreamed up by the Kellogg's and the folks that Big Cereal. They're the ones that manufacture this. That breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And then they bombarded you with that propaganda. And then they said, well, by the way, we've got this really great product for breakfast for you. So that's how that all started. Brooke Rollins, the Secretary of Agriculture, FDA, she out there saying that the SNAP benefits now are going to change dramatically based on this food pyramid.
We are requiring any of those 250,000 retailers that accept food stamps or SNAP dollars have to double their offering of healthy food.
Yeah, so maybe even triple might be the best way to do that. That's good news. That's the MAHA movement is, again, exerting itself, and hopefully by the end of the... by the way, it's also good news because recently they announced that they're going to take the childhood immunizations. Right now, it's 70, okay? They're proposing taking that all the way down to 11. From 70 to 11, the amount of jabs or immunizations, you know, measles, et cetera, that your children should get, it got way out of control by Big Pharma, and that is now being brought to heel as well. So that's the way it went down, 354 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, based on the results of the investigation, should Dr. Sean Bolson resign or be fired if it is found that he put student and personnel data in jeopardy by letting a stranger in his room at 2 o'clock in the morning who then stole $8,000 worth of school property? Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Speaking of natural supplements, you know, you gotta eat well, a nutritious diet, and get rid of the processed foods, and eat more salad. I mean, more vegetables, more fruits, lean meats, etc. Stay off. Don't smoke. Drink in moderation, if at all. We're finding out that sometimes you do need natural supplementation. For instance, our diet here in the United States, most of us don't get enough omega-3s. Now the Eskimos do, but that's not us. So again, omega-3s and many of the other natural supplements at Rescue. They are the ones that, again, they've been in the business a long time, well over 20 years, and they are the most pure, powerful, potent supplements on the market today. And right now you can buy four or more of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, four or more single bottles, and save 40%. You can save that with the new coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's NEWYEAR40. And you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online, res-q.com. And the coupon code again is NEWYEAR40.
Upman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Upman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
The Kim Klasick Show.
Maryland is number one. Number one, the most expensive state in utilities in the entire country. But do you know by how much? Think about this margin. Connecticut, $5,900 a year that you would spend on utility. Maryland, $6,600 a year that you would spend on utilities. We are not only the most expensive state in the country for utilities, it's by far.
The Kim Klasick Show, 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes now. With the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Four vehicles involved in this wreck. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard. They're in the left-hand lane. They're in that section of the Beltway that has no shoulder available. So right now, we're getting by in the three lanes to the right. We're backed up and pretty solid all the way back to 795. When you get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, that's the time to get out of the left-hand lane. State police are there. The number of vehicles involved, again, at least four sitting here on the left-hand side. Not sure if they have to be towed away or they're just waiting to write it up. But in the meantime, they're still sitting in the same exact spot. We had vehicles on the shoulder on I-95 southbound near the King Avenue Bridge. That's between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. They're off to the side. It's a little bit slow right through there. So in the meantime, keep an eye out for that. Now, just another change here on the Beltway at Security. A medic unit is now arriving and is going to push over there into the left-hand lane. So more flashing lights on the west side. New problem, BW Parkway northbound with an accident near the ramps at Route 197 coming out of Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, starting off chilly, then partly cloudy skies, milder temps, mid to upper 50s. A little bit later on today, right now we're mostly clear, 35 in Parkville, 33 in Millersville. Got a text in here to the program from Maddie. Says, Sean, you didn't say what Ed Hale Sr.'s outdoor bill of rights are. That'll be coming up in about 30 minutes here, Matt, on the show. So stay tuned, part two of the Ed Hale Sr. Press conference from yesterday. Take a phone call from Ed in Queenstown. Good morning, Ed.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to pass this along. There was a police officer in Montgomery County that I think he was putting out some spike strips, and the bad guy was, I guess you can say that. I don't know that he was, he was tried and whatever, but he...
Oh, he was. I remember the story. He was convicted of...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But the police.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was also an illegal alien. I have to go back and look at the story again. But
yeah, Frederick.
Yep, and he was speeding. He was excessively speeding, yep. And they were trying to nab this this guy. They put the spikes down, and he ran into this officer.
Tucked off his legs.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, cars are deadly weapons. They're 2,000-pound machines that at any speed can cause. By the way, I understand that ICE agent has been hospitalized. I'm not sure what the injuries are. I have to get some clarification on that.
Well, we're not talking about rocket surgeons here because the police officers have guns. You don't, and you're still protesting for what? I don't understand. She brought her dog too. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, it's they have been misinformed and encouraged by the radical left in this country to get out there and interfere in these arrests. Imagine if they did that for every law enforcement agency. Imagine if they did it for Baltimore PD or for Maryland State Police or the FBI. There's a sense of lawlessness on the left right now that's the only thing that they have left to try to bring down those in power, and it's scary.
Yeah, you've got the young trooper in Delaware.
Yep.
And unfortunately, he had his trial, and as my brother would say, my brother's no longer here, but my brother would say he just got zeroed. Anyway, today's my dad's 102nd birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Dad. 102 and going strong. Thanks so much.
He's not going strong.
Oh, he's passed. Good. Oh, so he's heavenly birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
All right, well, thanks. I'm sure he's going strong, just not here on Earth, all right? So he's got his reward. Hey, this is stories in the Baltimore Sun this morning. Police may have stopped a mass shooting at a Clarksville Catholic school. And one prosecutor says that the parents now are really, really concerned. This was at St. Louis in Clarksville, where I happen to have family and friends that worship at St. Louis. In fact, I was recently at granddaughter's baptism at one of the churches affiliated with St. Louis. But the member of the church was arrested at a nearby shopping center following a service with multiple guns and 500 rounds of ammunition in his vehicle. And we're being told now, this happened October 5th, and the lack of transparency here and the secrecy that is being, and how I'm just not sure what the why this is happening. St. Louis is a Roman Catholic church, by the way, and it's been undergoing some renovations. The 26-year-old man was arrested with an unholstered loaded handgun magazine with 20 additional rounds tucked into his waistband. Police also found a rifle in the trunk of his vehicle and 500 rounds of ammunition. Now, he was accepted to Shepherd Pratt for mental health treatment, but according to the prosecutor, Rich Gibson, he says, in this instance, with this particular individual, we saw no evidence of his desire to commit any kind of attack on the religious institution, the church, or the educational institution, the school. The son is not naming the man, who is, by the way, 26 years old, he's an adult, who was arrested because of his ongoing mental health issues and history as a victim of sexual assault, circumstances that were introduced by his defense attorneys at the October bail review. Are you serious? Now, I don't know if there was a plot or a plan, but if there's a guy with a loaded handgun and 20 rounds tucked into his waistband, and he's at church, and they caught him apparently at a shopping center near in River Hill, and then you'll find out he's got a long gun with 500 rounds in his car, you better damn treat that serious. And so I think the parishioners of St. Louis, either those who worship there or send their children there, have every right to know who this individual is. I'm not casting aspersions on somebody's mental health, but how many times have we seen coulda, woulda, shoulda when it comes to people like this? And maybe somebody else, if we knew the name, oh yeah, this guy's been doing A, B, C, D, or you know, whatever. So I'm just not sure why the Howard County Prosecutor's Office is keeping this a secret from the churchgoers at St. Louis and those who attend school there. Get your thoughts on that as well. 7:30, coming up next, the Somali fraud hearing is in focus. Time for some news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 News reports that emergency crews are on the scene of a fire on Luzerne Avenue in Baltimore's McElderry Park. A suspect and an officer-involved shooting in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood last night remains hospitalized today. The shooting happened on West Franklin Street. Police say the shooting happened at a traffic stop where an officer noticed a suspect had a handgun. The suspect told the officer it was only a clip, and when the officer reached into the car, the suspect took off, dragging the officer down the street. The officer fired at the suspect, who fled the scene. The suspect later checked himself into a hospital where he was arrested. The officer's hand was injured in the confrontation. A child is dead while an adult is fighting to survive a fire in Baltimore County. Flames broke out at the Parkville residence late Tuesday night. Authorities have identified the child as 4-year-old Wyatt Martin. No word on how the fire started. And Governor Moore announced that improvements have been made to the Maryland.gov website. Some of the upgrades include plain language content and built-in accessibility features. There are now also 5 clear categories to help Marylanders better navigate the webpage. And there are new details about a Pennsylvania fire chief that stole thousands from 2 Maryland fire companies. Authorities arrested Eugene Cornett Jr. on the first of the year. Cornett was accused of defrauding more than $10,000 from the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company and over $4,000 from the Glendon Volunteer Fire Department. He currently serves as a fire chief in Pennsylvania. And Governor Moore has issued a flag order. All Maryland flags should fly at half-staff to honor Baltimore County Police Department Detective Paul Hoke. The law enforcement official died after suffering a medical emergency in the line of duty. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatory's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway west side still there. One of the vehicles is left, so now three vehicles are there. Left-hand lane, outer loop right before Security Boulevard. We're backed up. State police are there. There's a state highway truck, I think, in there as well. But the pre-warning is there after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. You'll have to get over to the center and the right as you're coming south. Backed up all the way back towards 795. It's going to be a while before that is clear. The other wreck is on the shoulder on I-95 southbound before the Beltway in Rosedale near the King Avenue Bridge, affecting traffic. And it's slowing down coming south of White Marsh Boulevard. But everybody there is off the roadway with the state police. Heads up on the BW Parkway. The accident reported about 10 minutes ago was northbound after the ramp at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Multiple reports coming out now about the fracture of the relationship between Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson and former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, the crux of which is that Jackson had lost confidence in the team's ability under Harbaugh to win a championship. As a reminder, here was Jackson at the podium Sunday night, adroitly sidestepping the question.
Let's see John remain the coach back here.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, I know we lost, but what the that's all.
Well, yesterday, the Super Bowl champion and now ESPN analyst Jeff Saturday was asked if a quarterback of the stature of Lamar could hold sway over ownership on a decision like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, this is the most important relationship in a building. And if you've lost whatever that word is, trust is not the right word, but just the affinity to want to work together, and you just decide, hey, you know, this thing has kind of run its course, and you know, I love John, and John loves Lamar, or whatever, but we haven't met the goals that we wanted to meet. Something's going to have to happen. Yeah. To the guy that's making $75 million a year and that's held with constrictions because of a cap, ultimately, you got to make that guy happy.
Held with the constrictions over the cap. How about that? Elsewhere in the NFL, three people have been arrested, and one suspect remains at large in connection with a burglary at Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders' home. It happened during the Ravens-Browns game on November 16th. Baseball news. Royals GM J.J. Piccolo assured the team that members are safe in Venezuela following the United States' recent raid of Caracas over the weekend. Multiple members of the Royals organization are participating in winter baseball in Venezuela, including franchise cornerstone Salvador Perez and Malkiel Garcia. On the ice last night, the Caps disappointing the home crowd once again.
Stars with a shot. Foxa, it's loose. He scores. Radek Foxa jumped on the loose puck.
Josh Bogorod had the call on Victory TV Plus in Dallas. Faxa's shorthanded goal just 3 minutes into the game stunned the Caps, and they've never recovered. 4-1 was the final. The Caps' seventh loss in their last 10 games. The lone Caps goal scored by Alex Ovechkin, number 915 for the career. And finally, the hockey world mourning the loss this morning of Hall of Fame goalkeeper Glenn Hall, nicknamed Mr. Goalie, inducted in 1975, known for his incredible Ironman streak of 502 consecutive starts, winning a Stanley Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks. The time now is 7:37 when we return debating Bisciotti's decision.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, I've got some audio that I want to play from an interview Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh at the owners' meetings in March last year, 10 months before now.
Right.
This was after the contract extension for Harbaugh was announced. It kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I don't think it's aged very well. Here is the cut.
My strength is that I bought a hobby, not a business.
Wow.
I've been in business. I was successful at business. I took pride in that business. When I got into this, I wanted it to be an Uber hobby, and I think that it freed me to look at this next career of mine as not life and death, because I spent 20 years like everything was life and death. And so I have a partner, and it's life and death for him.
How funny is that? I mean, is that funny at all?
I don't think it's funny at all. In fact, it kind of reminds me, not to say that he's the same as Dan Snyder, but Dan Snyder was a fanboy that bought the team because he could and ran it like a fanboy, like it was a hobby, like it was a fantasy team, and it ruined that franchise.
Really, really rubs me the wrong way.
I look at it this way. If he made this decision based on Lamar, I would point out the Ravens built an extremely successful organization under the previous owner and went and won two Super Bowls. And how long has Lamar been here? 8 years?
Lamar has been here 8 years.
How many Super Bowls has Lamar been involved in?
Yeah.
And won? Have the Ravens won? Zero. So maybe there's something to be said about when you give that kind of money to a quarterback and you then, at the expense of other positions on your team, it's much more difficult to win. And now the guy, the thread that was keeping them all together, John Harbaugh, you kicked to the curb.
I agree. And, you know, we can go back, and we kind of did this yesterday. You know, Harbaugh in the playoffs, he's been skewered for not winning in the playoffs after the Super Bowl with Lamar. But, you know, it wasn't him who fumbled the ball at the goal line. And we went over the whole litany of the things, right? So I'm with you on this. Yeah. And again, I wanted to play that comment, and I may play it again later.
Right.
Because that comment does not sit well.
It doesn't make Bisciotti look good.
Not at all.
This is a business, and you got to run it like a business. It's not a hobby. It feels, because it's a game. People think it's, but it is a business. The NFL's big business. And if you don't go into this league treating it as such, then you're not going to be successful.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
7:40. Steny Hoyer is announcing he's out. Maryland's congressman after 45 years in Congress. 45 years. He's going bye-bye. Going to make that announcement at some point today. Our founding fathers never dreamed or envisioned someone serving their lifetime in Congress. Yesterday, the Somali fraud hearings got underway. And, Brandon Gill brought the receipts.
In Minnesota are on food stamps?
No.
54%. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Well, to be clear, a majority of the...
It's 7%. There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir. Could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota native households?
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota native households, but the number
is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference, I think we would
agree. Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%. What about, let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%. So even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using...
Non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question. You're using the phrase native Minnesotans. The majority of Somali Minnesotans are...
Yeah, well, it is. That's bad enough. Then Nancy Mace actually torched a Democrat witness in the hearing yesterday.
Question is, should Somalians who committed fraud be denaturalized and deported, Mr. Baliu?
Again, yes, I'm not sure that's an appropriate question, because the majority of Somalians.
So if you commit fraud in this country and you are here from Somalia, you don't believe they should be denaturalized and deported. Again, how much fraud would it take for you to want to denaturalize and deport someone who committed fraud in this country? How much?
Again,
a billion? $9 billion? $19 billion? What would it take for you?
Most Somali Minnesotans are citizens.
Right. And the ones that committed fraud, the question was, if you understand English, should be those who committed fraud, should they be denaturalized and deported? The Somalians who are here, the ones that can't speak English.
Yeah. So under U.S. law.
Okay. My next question for you.
Can I please finish the question?
No, you can't, because you're not answering the question. My next question is, this is yes or no. If you marry your brother and you commit immigration fraud, should you be denaturalized and deported?
Again,
if you commit immigration fraud, yes or no?
Again, that question seems really inappropriate. And if I can get
back to
your question.
Well, you can't answer my question, so that's probably more inappropriate. Can you name one significant contribution to Minnesota from a Somali immigrant who can't speak English?
Absolutely, yes. But again, this is...
You didn't name one.
Ouch, it was a rough day for the Somalis yesterday in Congress. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the updaters, the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
I brought you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. Here's a new problem, 95 southbound, top of the hill at Keith Avenue, coming towards the toll plaza and down into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It looks like several vehicles are involved. It's a little bit grainy there in the shot, but the right side of the roadway is affected. So right now, anybody south from O'Donnell Street on 95, you're going to have to stay to the left-hand side. There's another vehicle, I think, which is involved also in the median. So a number of flashing lights there and more arriving. So now 95 is going to get an impact going back to Moravia Road. That's affecting the traffic coming south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it looks like only some limited traffic is available towards the Keith Avenue ramp. So 895, be prepared. All that heavy traffic will be coming over there. We'll keep an eye on this. The wreck on the Beltway just cleared from the outer loop before Security Boulevard. So all those lanes are back open. We're backed up all the way back towards Reisterstown Road. 795 will be impacted as well. Several vehicles still on the shoulder. Southbound 95 at the King Avenue Bridge. And that traffic accident was on the right side. A little bit slow through there, coming south from White Marsh Boulevard. The next home game for your Baltimore Blast is this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Towson University with the San Diego Sockers. They're in town. This will be an electrifying match. Tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Question, if I go to an electrifying match, should I be grounded?
No, but I would take a bucket of water and keep your right foot in it.
Oh, a metal bucket.
If something happens, it'll be shocking just for you.
We speak of that. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chance for you to pick up some WCBM merch, and if you can identify the correct fake news story. So give us a call right now. Reserve your spot and match wits against the panel. Right now it is Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off chilly. Then we are partly cloudy a little bit later on today with mild temperatures into the mid to upper 50s. And then we're expecting some rain to roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. But the good news there is temperatures remain high, so we don't have any snow to worry about, at least not this weekend. Right now, sunny, 34 in Annapolis. It is 34 in Owings Mills. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We're getting a contestant as we speak, so we'll basically just have to pass the time until our winner is properly screened and vetted by our producer, Michelle.
How should we pass this time?
Well, I want to go back to that electrifying match. Who's writing this copy? That's what I want to know. Okay?
You want to know? Call me, Don. let's have a frank conversation.
I don't think it's you. That's number one. Let me put that out right now. I don't think
First of all, you're actually writing the news. I write all the copy.
You write all the copy? Is that right?
I do.
You don't have Trevor or somebody else on your team?
I write the copy.
You write. Now, Trevor, I think, has said that he does most of the work.
Yeah, that's what Trevor says. He might sell it, but I produce it.
You produce it.
Yeah. We are ready.
We are ready to go. Okay.
Thank you. You saved me.
Is this Blanca? Is that Blanca?
Yeah.
Is our contestant? Good morning, Blanca.
New Year. Yes. Good morning.
Happy New Year and good morning. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, a man dressed as a walrus.
Cuckoo ca-choo.
Dove into the walrus tank at SeaWorld in Miami. The man was apparently not injured, nor was the walrus. Authorities apprehended him, and he's being currently held for psychiatric evaluation before he is released. Speaking of Florida, it's a busy day in Florida. Officers say that a man apparently naked except for a face mask robbed a meat market. In Columbia County.
Naked meat robber?
Yeah.
His name was Sirloin.
I take that back. You probably do write all that copy.
You're damn right to write that copy. So go ahead. Don't question my authority.
or T-Bone. There's a line there somewhere
yeah,
as well.
I think Sirloin is better.
Sirloin is better.
Sirloin cloth in his case.
That's right. Unreal. And finally, protesters in Tehran, Iran, declaring the President Trump Street. After they took over a street in Tehran, chased the local police out, and even the IRGC, they put up a sign in Farsi and in English proclaiming it Donald J. Trump Street in Tehran. All right, is it story one? Man dives into walrus tank. I guess he wanted to swim with the walruses. Story two, Sirloin robs a meat market naked except for a mask. And story three, President Trump Street in Iran. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Oh, this is a tough one. I have to go with the sirloin. I have to go with number two as the fake.
All right, you're going with sirloin. All right, number two, Michelle.
I think number two and three are true. I'm going to go with number one because I heard of a man that was in his birthday suit jumping in a tank at Brass Pro Shops, but I didn't hear about the man in the walrus.
You are really clued into those kinds of stories, aren't you?
Well, you know.
You have a lot of time on your hands, don't you, Michelle?
TikTok and all.
Her history search on a computer, unbelievable.
That's right. Michelle goes for story one. Chuck?
I would say when that guy did that, they went tusk, tusk.
Tusk.
Sirloin was much better.
I know. That was just second rate.
I know. Quit while you're ahead.
I will. Thank you. One, please.
Chuck goes for number one. Blanca.
Wow. Wish I didn't have my speakerphone. My son is in the car. Let's see. I believe that number two. Yes, number two.
All right. You agree with Maggie that it's story number two, Sirloin.
Sirloin.
Okay. Story number three gets no votes. That's because it's a true story. Yeah. President Donald J. Trump Street.
I saw that, too.
Story one, that was both Chuck. No, that wasn't Chuck. Was it Chuck?
Chuck and me.
Yeah, that's right. Chuck and Michelle. Mm-hmm. Couldn't read my own writing for a second. Story one, the man dressed as a walrus diving in the tank. That is a fake news.
Yeah.
All right.
This is two in a row I've lost. This is
sorry about that, Blanca. Thanks so much for the for listening and calling in. Sirloin is.
I want to recount.
This tempting is... as it was not fake news. All right.
I don't know.
I choose the Florida stories because Chuck gets inspired by them.
So the naked meat robber is true?
Yes. Yeah. Meatland.
Yeah.
Meatland. I remember Meatland. I played Ocean City and Fear
Cops
World.
Are back there tonight with a stakeout.
I can't take it anymore.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. We got to quit while we're ahead. 751, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now is Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 95 near the Keith Avenue ramp, that's before you get to the Toll Plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now mostly off the side on the shoulder. They've reopened the ramp onto Keith Avenue, out of commercial traffic there. You're free to take that ramp once again. So the main line of 95 just reopened with all the lanes, but they're still looking at it. So we have a backup on 95, not quite back to Moravia Road, but it's going to be slowing well before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And as I said, once that happens, 895 takes the hit, and now 895 is backed up and pretty much dead stop right there at Moravia Road. 20-minute delays, 25-minute delays southbound right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start, partly cloudy a little bit later on, milder and into the mid to upper 50s later today, but we're stubbornly hanging around freezing right now. Sunny 34 in Reisterstown, and it is 34 in Severn. So Ed Hale Sr. introducing the Maryland Outdoor Bill of Rights yesterday, including stewardship of Maryland's natural resources, accountability from cabinet secretaries, the reduction of unnecessary bureaucracy, timely response to stakeholders and citizens, including watermen, farmers, and hunters, job creation and economic growth across outdoor, agricultural, maritime sectors, practical common sense governance, fairness for waterfront property owners, consistency in harvest regulations, including crab, oyster, rockfish industries, direct input for farmers, watermen, and hunters, and a commitment to environmental protection. So this is saying largely the farmers and the hunters and the watermen have been ignored for a long period of time. And so he wanted to make sure he, and I think the point of this is he's going to be listening to all Marylanders. And again, whether you're on the Eastern Shore, whether you're in the inner city of Baltimore, he's going to make sure that nobody is left behind. He also had a message for those that are battling the MPRP.
If Delaware wanted to run a power line from here to power West Virginia and wanted to come through my property, there would be mayhem. I'm telling you, that's a fact. None of you would put up with this. None of you. You're not going to have them do that. It's a giant electric cord that's going to go through their counties, Melvin's farm, and other people's farms to go down to Virginia to power a AI plant. We don't get any benefit for it. But he's doing that. And he says he can't do anything because the Public Service Commission has a responsibility for it. Well, he appointed the Public Service Commission. So these are the types of things that are just not true that we are hearing from him, and it's just not right.
He went on to say that as governor, he would once and for all fix the structural deficit in Maryland's budget.
We have to fix the budget. We don't fix the budget. We're in such deep trouble here because statutorily, constitutionally, we have to do it. We've lost our AAA bond rating. You know, Governor Schaefer, Governor Mandel, all these previous governors, it was sacrosanct to have a AAA bond rating so that if you're going to repair a road, you didn't have to spend as much money for interest on that bond, you know, when they were paying interest on that bond. Now you have to, because we have really lost our way. And we have a person that's really neglected everyone.
Yeah, that would be Governor Westmore. And he raised the question, where'd this guy come from? Westmore. Of course, there's the other Westmore. We all know about it. But what about this Westmore?
I said, I'm not running for anything else. I'm not running for president. Westmore's running for president. He can say that he's not and deflect it and do a lot of speaking. He never says anything. But I guarantee you that he's running for president. They want him to be the president. And I'm going to tell you also, when he was running for governor, I have a bunch of really large contributors to his campaign, and I didn't know who Westmore was. I asked them. I said, please tell me who this guy is. I'm a lifelong Marylander. I've been here forever. I'm one of the largest employers that's ever been here. I've done a lot of building and development. Who's Westmore? I don't know him. Oh, he's the baby Jesus. He is the greatest. He's handsome. He's articulate. He's got a great education. He's a war hero. He's all this. I said, I can't believe I don't know him. I never even heard of him until he started running. He ran some sort of venture capital fund up in New York or whatever. And I worked up in New York for 27 years. Never heard of him. Never. And I don't know about all of you if you ever heard of him before he ran for governor, but I never did. But he looks good, sounds good. But it's an empty vessel.
Indeed. As I've said for years now, empty suit. Again, talks nice, looks nice, but delivers nothing and leaves everyone behind. And the rest of the media just ignoring Ed Hale Sr. right now, sadly. And that's the reason why we're giving him obviously some publicity here, because I think it's important in a healthy democracy to have an opposition party. And while there are Republicans like Myrick and a few others, they're not holding press conferences. They're not out there. They may be glad-handing, but they're not trying to get attention, taking the battle to Westmore. Again, we're talking 6 months from the primary. Where are you guys? So we'll hear more from Ed Hale Sr. coming up in next hour as well. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The fatal shooting of a motorist by an ICE agent in Minneapolis has protesters on the streets of the city. The motorist was shot as agents struggled to enforce federal immigration law amid day-long efforts by agitating demonstrators to thwart their efforts.
Anger in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem alleged the woman was trying to run over agents.
She had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
But Governor Tim Walz says
they want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do.
That report from correspondent Ben Thomas. Noem says the agent who fired the shot yesterday was previously attacked by an anti-ICE protester who hit him with a vehicle and then dragged him for some distance 7 months ago. The House has voted to move ahead on a health care bill over the objections of the Republican leadership.
9 GOP lawmakers joined Democrats to win a test vote on a bill that would extend health insurance subsidies that expired last month. The tally of 221 to 205 means that the House will formally vote on a 3-year extension. All of this came about because enough Republicans joined with Democrats in signing a so-called discharge petition to force the vote, overpowering House Speaker Mike Johnson. Craig Clugston, Washington.
A manhunt is underway for the gunman who killed two people outside a Mormon church in Salt Lake City yesterday.
They were gunned down in the parking lot as a funeral was taking place inside the building. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 194. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Meet Lee Platts, a renter whose possessions fill not only her apartment, but also the darkest corners of a mini storage unit, a land of both truth and fiction. Truth, everything inside is protected by Progressive. Fiction, one day Lee will fit into her clothes from senior year of high school. Renters, discover coverage for what you love and what you can't get rid of in Progressive's protection zone. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Sheepdog, in theaters January 16th.
I just want to wake up in the morning and feel something.
U.S. Army veteran Calvin Cole confronts his past and through the tough love and support of his community finds the courage to rebuild.
Sometimes we gotta fall apart to find ourselves all over again.
Raw, real, and powerful. Critics hail Sheepdog as one of the best films of the year, and The Charlie Kirk Show declares it a must-see film. See Sheepdog in theaters Friday, January 16th. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on 95 southbound before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still there. It's kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. The Keith Avenue ramp is open, but it's a little bit slow as you're going by the scene. So right now, anybody south from O'Donnell Street, probably better off just staying in the center and the left-hand lane. The backup is going back now on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 took all the overflow traffic very quickly. At 895 now, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is dead solid right there at Moravia Road. We're looking at 25 to 30-minute delays right now with the heavy traffic and then the new accident here on 95 south before the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in Edgemere and 39 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Wes Moore has announced the Vax Act as part of his legislative agenda during the 2026 Maryland General Assembly. This legislation aims to safeguard vaccine access for Marylanders in response to federal efforts to undermine vaccine science. And Congressman Steny Hoyer is expected to announce his retirement today. The Post reports the 86-year-old Maryland Democrat will make that announcement during a speech on the House floor this morning. He told the Post that he decided not to run for re-election after talking with his family during the holidays. Hoyer was first elected to the House in 1981 and is the third longest-serving member of Congress. And the governor has ordered all Maryland flags to fly at half-staff to honor Baltimore County Police Department Detective Paul Hoke. The detective died after suffering a medical emergency in the line of duty. Flags will remain lowered until further notice. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 765. The Pick 4, 4991. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now,
Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sprunen and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So now that the connection between Lamar's dissatisfaction with John Harbaugh and Harbaugh's firing, the next logical question is how much influence will Lamar have on the hiring of Harbaugh's successor? Super Bowl champion and NFL analyst Jeff Saturday on that.
Like, you can win a number of different ways in the NFL, but with a caliber of quarterback that you have in Baltimore, you know, make no mistake, he wasn't surprised by what happened, and he'll have major influence on whoever comes in behind John. Sorry.
As John Harbaugh has always said, and he's not the only one, it's a player's league, especially one that counts $75 million against the cap. Rough night in College Park last night for the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball team.
Wilkerson again. 12-point Indiana lead.
Connor Onion had the call on Big Ten Network. Senior guard Lamar Wilkerson scoring 16 second-half points in a row as Indiana rolls Maryland 84-66. The final, the Terps are now 0-4 in conference play. And finally, marquee Maryland sporting events are in limbo after an official's abrupt exit. Talking about the departure of Terry Hasseltine, a 17-year veteran of the state sports tourism arm, is no longer employed by the Maryland Stadium Authority as of late December. Hasseltine was the face of Maryland's efforts to attract World Cups, matches between European soccer clubs, and other top-flight international sporting events. Public documents filed to the Internal Revenue Service show that events that Hasseltine helped host operated at a significant financial loss to the state. Coming up in 30 minutes, how do you think Tyler Loop feels now? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey! Welcome back here on Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, we are going to be joined by Chris Burnett. He is running for Congress in Congressional District Number 6. Chris is a Marine Corps attorney, 22 years of service, specializing in operational and international law. It's the second time here on the program. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
First, right out of the bat, your opponent, of course, Congresswoman Delaney, is suggesting that President Trump should be impeached for a number of reasons, but most recently for the arrest and capture of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Now, you have some expertise in these areas, so what are your thoughts on the president's actions in bringing this indicted criminal to justice?
Well, I mean, that's a great question, and I appreciate you opening up with that, because I don't think... April McLean Delaney understands how national security and foreign policy actually works. So in this particular case, you have Maduro, who is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. It's been widely accepted that the 2024 elections were full of fraud and that he is not the leader of a state. So he cannot claim any kind of sovereignty exemption or protections. He had an active 2020 indictment for some very serious charges involving drug distribution, narco-terrorism, and essentially positioning himself in opposition to the United States. And then another layer of this, you get into what are our national security concerns in the region. Maduro had buddied up with Russia, China, and Iran. And as I started working this issue in 2017, we had very serious concerns about military hardware from Russia and China, and in lesser degree, Iran, being built up in and around Venezuela. And then the last part of this, and this is where I think people have gotten a little too focused on, the national security interests we have in terms of securing our supply chain and how the oil leaving Venezuela was directly affecting Russia's ability to conduct operations in Ukraine. It was propping up some of the Chinese market and taking advantage of the cheap, very cheap crude oil. And then it was also upsetting the global availability of crude oil. So we have layers of interest here, none of which are impeachable, all of which were consistent with U.S. law and international law. The concern that folks had that this was not a in self-defense, there's something called anticipatory self-defense, or what in this case would have been an issue involving Venezuela's positioning in opposition to our interest and our well-being. The fact that we gave them an off-ramp and they chose not to accept that, and then we effectuated an arrest as a law enforcement action under 10 U.S.C. 284, there's zero things here that can be impeachable and nothing that's inconsistent with the law.
Yeah, and they're questioning the legality of this, but we've seen this before. We've seen it in the takedown of Osama bin Laden, who was a wanted fugitive. We've seen Manuel Noriega back in 1989. That's part of much of a parallel to this case, isn't it?
Well, I would say the Noriega is much closer. You know, when you have Osama bin Laden, he was going to be, that was more of a direct combat operation. But when you're conducting military operations in support of law enforcement, there's a very specific authority that we leveraged quite often while I was at Southcom, and this is 10 U.S.C. 284. And what this allows is for U.S. military assets to support law enforcement in effectuating a law enforcement function. In this case, there was a lawful indictment to arrest and apprehend Maduro. Normally, this would be done through diplomatic channels, but if they're unable or unwilling, we have the ability, and we effectuated this arrest by conducting a military operation. They seized this individual, read him his rights, and he has been arraigned in New York City. This is a flawless operation.
All right, more with Chris Burnett. He's running for Congress in the 6th Congressional District, formerly held by Roscoe Bartlett. And we'll talk with Chris about his innovative plan for Western Maryland coming up next. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
20 to 25-minute delay southbound, maybe even a little bit longer right now, with a couple of problems earlier with the big wreck southbound 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp. That's before you get into the Toll Plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everything's pretty much off to the side, crowding the right lane right there at the Keith Avenue ramp. So 95, you're backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is also backed up to Moravia Road. So we're pretty much crawling right now at both the tunnels. Very much stop and go, and they're still looking at that wreck, even though it is off the roadway as you're moving down towards the Keith Avenue ramp. Looking at some slowing down, the JFX, very heavy here, and it's stacked up from Ruxton Road coming south through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off chilly, then we get milder as the day unfolds. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain coming in Friday and Saturday. Right now, partly cloudy. 35 in Bel Air, 35 and sunny in Baltimore City. On our newsmaker hotline is Chris Burnett. He is running for Congress in CD6, Marine Corps attorney, 22 years of service, specializing in operational and international law. And Chris, you recently unveiled this Western Maryland Innovation Corridor. This looks very interesting. Tell us more about this and what your plans are for Western Maryland.
Yeah, the Western Maryland Innovation Corridor really is about addressing the affordability issue through opportunity. You have a lot of people talking about affordability right now, and either they are unable or unwilling to present any kind of a solution. So what I'm looking at here is really two things. One, we have failing infrastructure that we've been asking Maryland to fix for decades. And there's been federal funding that's either been withheld or overlooked to look at the American Legion Bridge, 270, I-70, and I-68. These are key corridors to provide Marylanders either expedited routes into Northern Virginia or D.C., but also just quality of life here. And if we leverage some of the proposed development, we do it in a strategic way, we can ensure that residents are put first. You know, my concern right now in Frederick is we have this unchecked development by developers. And what that means is they're going to try to buy land and as much of it as they can and put residents' interest last and their interest first. And right now we seem to be enamored by the immediate tax benefit, but at the expense of local residents' property value, local residents' health, and certainly their environmental concerns. So this plan lays out a 10-year investment by the federal government to designate an innovation corridor to rebuild the infrastructure, expand American Legion Bridge, expand 270, look at the I-70 interchange, and look at I-68 And then along all of these routes, we would designate areas that were well away from any residential areas or schools. More importantly, any data center that comes in that would support AI, quantum computing, or even advanced manufacturing, which would create jobs, every one of these data centers would have to include a small modular reactor. This is the technology we've used on aircraft carriers and submarines for the last 30 years. This is incredibly safe, incredibly environmentally friendly, and it would provide a surplus that would be put back into the grid to offset residential costs. This plan, ideally, will execute over the next 10 years. We'll take advantage of the second half of the Trump administration to effectuate the law to force this issue, and then it will require county and state officials to get out of the way, quite frankly, and allow us to create development that is consistent with the residents' needs, create the opportunity that we desire, and most importantly, make Mid and Western Maryland competitive in the AI economy for the next decade.
All right, that sounds wonderful. It really does. It sounds like it puts Western Maryland on the map and solves a lot of those problems. You mentioned the American Legion Bridge, which is ongoing, 270, 70, 68, et cetera. But how much is this going to cost?
Well, the estimate would be between $8 and $12 billion of federal investment. But the key here is when you set the conditions for private investment, this would not involve any tax increases. The one concession we might have to make, and that would be up for negotiation, would be if there would be a use tax on some of the expanded lanes. But that would be something we could work through as we look at the balance between federal investment, state assistance, and then county provisions. But ideally, we won't have to raise a single tax. We won't have to impact the local residents at all, and we'll enhance the quality of life by improving the infrastructure, creating the jobs, and then those jobs will be created in a way that's sustainable with energy production and aligned to the AI economy.
You said $8 to $12 billion federal investment. What about the state? Does the state have to kick in any money here?
Again, we'd have to look at what the matching funds would be, but ideally we would offset all of the costs with the private investment. This has been done elsewhere, but it does require a concerted effort at the county, state, and federal level. As the congressman for CD6, I can set the conditions for that, and then I would work with state and county officials to ensure that we've got top-to-bottom alignment that's going to favor Maryland residents, most importantly, their safety, their health, and their environmental concerns.
You mentioned the use of SMRs on flat tops and subs. Any other real-world practicality use here that you can think of for these SMRs?
Yep, they're anywhere from 12 to 18 months from getting licensing by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And the hope is that once you put this into place, that would also drive and expedite that licensing and approval. So these are going to be coming online. The key is that we plan far enough ahead that we don't accept, 1,000 diesel generators as the hitting the easy button. We're going to say to industry, if you want to invest in Maryland, which is one of the best places, in my opinion, for an educated and workforce and access to D.C., then we're going to uphold the highest standards in the country. We're going to set the example as to how you can use new and innovative technology to align development, opportunity, and most importantly, the safety of residents.
Sounds interesting. Chris, where do our listeners go for more information if they want to volunteer, donate, or just want to learn more about your campaign?
It's burnettforcongress.com, the website. We'll give you a link to this proposal, a number of other episodes that I've provided, a further explanation of this. And we'll also give you an opportunity to sign up for our newsletter and donate.
Sounds good. Chris Burnett for Congress and CD6. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You do the same. Day 20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. Interesting proposal, is it not? But you wonder how much the pushback will be on the no nukes crowd here in the state of Maryland. Joining us right now, Law Office's Michael E. Freeman is the lead counselor himself. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Great interview.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank. Good way to start the year. Get a new coach in here, and we'll be all dandy. I was laying it around for a couple weeks over the holidays, watching a lot of television, and I was watching a lot of lawyer ads, and I got to laugh a little bit. Some of these ads were, we're the largest law firm in the world, so that means you have no idea who your lawyer is going to be. You have no idea if he's good, if she's good, or anything about that lawyer. You can Google the firm and find the hundreds and hundreds of lawyers, but that doesn't help you find out who your lawyer is going to be. And a lot of the firms that advertise also, they seem to indicate that the tougher you are, the louder you scream, the more cuss words you use, the better results you're going to get. Even though the insurance companies have a number, and that's their number, and they're probably not going to go over that number unless you take them to court, and the job is to figure out what that number is. And sometimes yelling and cursing and being the toughest guy in town is not the way to do it. Anyway, bottom line, if you want to know who your lawyer is, give us a call at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, because you will be getting either me or Steve or Rachel, and that's it. And you can go online, maflaw.com. You can Google us. You can read about us. You can hear from us. You can see all the awards that we've won. You can actually hear every one of our two-minute dialogues with you, Sean, that are on the website. And this goes back a long, long time. So there's an awful lot that's on the website that people can learn about us individually. And so you guys out there, when you call us, you know that you're going to be talking to either me, Rachel, or Steve. And when you send us something from the website, maflaw.com, asking a question or asking about the representation, one of the three of us will get back. It won't be somebody you've never heard of. So that's it for today.
I mean, it says a lot, really. I mean, to know who your attorney is or is going to be.
That'd be nice. I mean, I think that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, when you go to a doctor's office, wouldn't you like to know who the doctor is that's going to be talking to you about your surgery? Wouldn't you like to have some background on that doctor? You know,
good point.
Oh, we've got the most amount of doctors in the world working at this firm. Well, okay. All right. Good luck.
Sounds good. Great advice. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Talk to you next week.
All right. Law Office Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. It's 823. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a road closure in Harford County. Now, there's been a wreck on Baldwin Mill Road in the area between Mountain Road and Sweet Air Road, and they're telling us now that both sides of the roadway are blocked. Not sure if there was ice on the roadway sometimes at the bottom of the hill right there at the county line. We get a little ice in that area, so heads up there, that section of Baldwin Mill Road is closed. We're looking at major backups here at both the Harvard tunnels. The wreck is still there on 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp before you get to the Fort McHenry tunnel. Everybody's getting by. It's kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. So I see the traffic moving over. We're backed up there back to Moravia Road. 895 had no recourse, but thinking, well, we'll go that way to get around this. 895 is pretty much dead stop right at Moravia Road. And then it crawls from there all the way down through the Old Harbor Tunnel. 30-minute delays plus right now at both the tunnels headed south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off chilly, and then we start to warm up as the day unfolds. Partly cloudy to start it. Skies with mild temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. So enjoy while it lasts. Rain coming in tomorrow and Saturday. Right now, we're looking at, it's sunny. And 39 in Ocean City and 36 in Bel Air. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day. I met America 250. Boy, you should see Michelle threw her for a loop there for a second. It's a daily test, Michelle. You know that. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 to make that dream a reality. On this day, 1790, U.S. President George Washington gave his first State of the Union address. This year, the State of the Union by President Trump will be held on February 24th. 1815, the forces of U.S. General Andrew Jackson decisively defeated the British in the Battle of New Orleans, the closing engagement in the War of 1812. 1867, U.S. Congress approved legislation that allowed black African Americans to vote in the District of Columbia. 1889, a U.S. patent was issued to Herman Hollerith for the art of compiling statistics. It was a punch card calculator. In 1896, Hollerith founded the Tabulating Machine Company, one of four companies that would go on to consolidate and form International Business Machines, or IBM. 1918, the first progressive president, Woodrow Wilson, delivered his 14 points during a speech to a joint session of Congress. So on this day in 1964, President Lyndon Baines Johnson declared a war on poverty in the United States during his first State of the Union address, a war that would go on to cost $22 trillion and not really show much of anything for that expenditure. 1987, Kay Orr was inaugurated as the first woman Republican governor in the state of Nebraska. And was on this day. In 2002, President George W. Bush signed the No Child Left Behind Act into law. We should point out that 300,000 children were left behind by the Biden administration during his term with the illegal crossing of the border. And finally, it was four years ago that Twitter, then known Twitter, now X, permanently suspended President Trump's personal account due to the risk of further incitement of violence after an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. It was no insurrection. It was a Fedsurrection, as we now know. Of course, after he became CEO of Twitter, now known as X, Elon Musk restored Trump's access. And that's a look at our date in history, America's 250, our big birthday celebration coming up on Independence Day.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for first patient special offer.
I do want to point out that if you are in the market for a appliance of any kind, the best place to go is Town Appliance. Shop anywhere you want, big box stores, hardware stores, other competitors, but when at the end of the day, head over to Town Appliance, go see either mayor or two mayors that run the store, and they've got over 70 brands on display, whether it's a single appliance that you want, or if you're upgrading or redoing your kitchen, whatever the case may be, Town Appliance. Five-star service, competitive pricing, and they are going to compete for you as a customer for life, and that's what I love about Town Appliance. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Mackenzie Frost joins us in the new year. Coming up next, it's 8:30. Time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A suspect in an officer-involved shooting in Baltimore's Mount Vernon neighborhood last night remains hospitalized today. The shooting happened on West Franklin Street. Police say the shooting happened at a traffic stop where an officer noticed the suspect had a handgun. The suspect told the officer it was only a clip, and when the officer reached into the car, the suspect took off, dragging the officer down the street. The officer fired at the suspect, who fled the scene. The suspect later checked himself into a hospital where he was arrested. New details about a Pennsylvania fire chief who allegedly stole thousands from two Maryland fire companies. Authorities arrested Eugene Cornett Jr. on the first of the year. Cornett was accused of defrauding more than $10,000 from the Reisterstown Volunteer Fire Company and over $4,000 from the Glendon Volunteer Fire Department. He currently serves as a fire chief in Pennsylvania. And Congressman Steny Hoyer is expected to announce his retirement today. The Washington Post reports the 86-year-old Maryland Democrat will make that announcement during a speech on the House floor. He told the Post that he decided not to run for re-election after talking with his family during the holidays. Hoyer was first elected to the House in 1981 and is the third longest-serving member of Congress. Governor Wes Moore has ordered all Maryland flags should fly at half-staff to honor Baltimore County Police Department Detective Paul Hoke. The detective died after suffering a medical emergency in the line of duty. Flags will remain lowered until further notice. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor wreck in the median on 83 southbound at Pedonia Road. It's off to the side. Not much of a backup there right now. I thought I would check on that. 895 now has moved in just a bit. Was backed up earlier for the traffic that was sitting there around Moravia Road. And now it has moved down into the area between Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we're making a little bit of progress. 95 is still backed up, and there was a wreck southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. That's before you get to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still on the right shoulder area. Traffic now not really avoiding the right lane too much. So we're making a little progress now. The Keith Avenue ramp from 95 south is open for that commercial traffic through the area. But long delays still there coming south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off chilly for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, look for partly cloudy skies. Cooler than yesterday, but highs still above average in the mid-50s. We'll see the rain showers roll in on Friday and more rain on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. It's a lot to put on a 23-year-old, even if that 23-year-old is a kicker in the National Football League. Talking about Tyler Loop, of course, the Ravens rookie kicker that missed the 44-yarder against the Steelers that ended the Ravens season. Here was Loop in the postgame.
I love this team and I love these guys, and I wish it ended different. I'm super blessed to be here, and it's been one of the most amazing experiences being a kicker for the Ravens, and just kind of move forward and get back to work so I can keep doing good things for Baltimore.
And while Lamar may not have been surprised by ownership's decision to let John Harbaugh go, what do you think the decision does to the psyche of young Tyler Loop? And my intention here isn't to blame Loop for Harbaugh's dismissal, but it's to come at this from all angles. Meanwhile, the Ravens move on. NBC Sports reporting yesterday that Baltimore has sought permission to interview Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, the son of former Ravens OC Gary Kubiak. The Athletic reporting the Ravens request to interview Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, who spent 3 years here in Baltimore. A couple of big trades yesterday, one in the NBA and one in MLB. The Hawks trading 4-time All-Star guard Trae Young to the Wizards for C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert. Young, 27, was Atlanta's all-time leading three-point shooter and assist maker. And in baseball, the Cubs acquiring right-handed flamethrower Edwin Cabrera from the Marlins for 3 prospects. Cabrera with 150 strikeouts last year in 137 innings. Happy heavenly birthday today to the star of one of the most famous plays in pro football history. Talking about Dwight Clark of the San Francisco 49ers, who in 1981 was the receiver on the catch. The touchdown pass from Joe Montana that beat the Cowboys and put the Niners in the Super Bowl. Clark, born on this day in 1957, passed away from ALS in 2018. And on this day in football history, take you back 27 years ago to the day, January 8th, 1999, Bills at Titans, AFC wildcard round. Buffalo kicker Steve Christie with a 41-yard field goal to give Buffalo a 16-15 lead with 16 seconds to play.
Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25. Yeah, pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
40,
it.
20, 10,
he's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle.
Became known as the Music City Miracle, as it's known today. Kevin Dyson from Frank Wycheck. And by the way, that was a forward lateral. Make no mistake about it. Tennessee 22, Buffalo 16. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees. Are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through Wealthfield Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday. That means it's time for us to go in-depth with Fox 45's excellent investigative reporter, Mackenzie Frost. Good morning and Happy New Year, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Happy New Year, son.
Yeah, a great year hopefully ahead of us, and we'll start with in-depth tonight. So I understand that you have the chair of the Unlicensed Families Work Group, or Unlicensed Facilities Work Group, I should say, coming on the show to talk about DHS, which had a really rough year for the Department of Human Services here in Maryland.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It was, arguably one of the agencies facing the most questions right now. You know, now that the Department of Juvenile Services has kind of moved out of the spotlight slightly, I think DHS has taken over the big spotlight right now. There are a lot of questions about what's going on. The unlicensed care work group, you know, faced a lot of questions. They didn't meet for the first time until the day after their report was supposed to be due. And then we had the death of Kanaya Ward, and then the investigative report that was released last week really raised even more questions about how these contractors operate and what type of accountability we should expect from these people.
Well, you just hit on the word, and I know you've asked the governor about this before, and when it comes to senior trafficking, we hear accountability. When it comes to the death of Kanaya Ward, we hear the term accountability. We hear it a lot, but can we point to any significant action that has resulted in accountability?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest change that we've seen so far within DHS is the policy shift ending hotel stays for foster care children, right? And that came a month after Kanaya's death, unfortunately, putting the hard stop on that. And you mentioned it. I questioned the governor about it earlier this week, you know, after this report came out. And he was really quick to say, you know, he believes there needs to be accountability, and said that's why the state, forwarded the findings to the state's attorney's office. But I reminded him that the state's attorney's office is declining to bring any charges. So what is the accountability here for anyone who is involved? And the governor didn't really have a specific answer. Instead, he just said in his personal belief there needs to be accountability. What that means, I think we will wait and see. There's a lot of speculation about a potential civil lawsuit, and I wouldn't be surprised if that actually happens.
Yeah, and we heard it also in your question to the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, Apparently, nothing rose to the level of a criminal charge.
Yeah.
Because I think you have to improve intent, and there was an intent to harm, and I get that. And he did kind of float the idea that a civil lawsuit may be coming. But there's a disturbing pattern, Mackenzie, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, when it comes to the governor and these state agencies, whether it's foster children, whether it's seniors in these unlicensed facilities, whether it's juveniles in detention centers left in horrific conditions. The slogan is leave no one behind, but it seems like it should be leave everyone behind.
Yeah, and we hear that from almost all of the department heads as well. I mean, you're almost writing my story for me tonight. People are going to hear exactly that. We heard from the Secretary of Human Services say that just 2 days ago. He said it's important for him and everyone within his agency to leave no one behind. And I think that rings a little hollow for people when they see stories like the death of a child in the state's care. What do you mean you're going to leave no one behind? People are being left behind and they're dying.
Yeah, but the governor has come out rather emphatically and has told these state agencies to fix these problems. We've seen reports, audits repeatedly of some of these state agencies. I know he likes to blame former Governor Hogan. And there might be some partial blame to a fix there. But you've had these reports repeatedly over the years identifying these problems during your administration, and yet the problems persist.
Yeah, and I think that that's exactly where people's frustration is really rooted. If you're the governor and you're the elected leader at the top of this massive bureaucracy, people look to you for answers. And it's not, you know, when you're running for re-election for your second term, I think the people's willingness to let you continue to blame previous administrations, their patience are running out, I think.
Absolutely. More on Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight. We'll get into the automatic charging legislation that's going to come up about a week from now in the next General Assembly session. Right now, an update on traffic and weather on the threes. And here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Keep in mind, in Harford County, that Baldwin Mill Road had a bad wreck between Mountain Road and Sweet Air Road. Baldwin Mill Road is closed in that area, so local traffic, be prepared. There's going to be a detour underway for that. The accident's still there. Right shoulder, 95 southbound at the Keith Avenue ramp. That's right before you get to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're still backed up on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 not quite back to Moravia, but is slow beginning at Pulaski Highway. So delays at both the tunnels are still at least 25 minutes southbound, maybe even a little bit longer. There's all that late backing on the Beltway still there. On the Parkville side, the Interloop at Green Spring, and we're still stacked up anywhere from 795 through Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off chilly, then we get milder, partly cloudy skies, temps in the mid to upper 50s. Rain coming in Friday and Saturday. It's sunny, 37 in the city, 36 in Pasadena. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, I want to back up just a second for the contractors that were hired in the supervision of Kenai Ward. I think it was Fenwick Behavioral Services, I think you have reported. What kind of vetting, if you know, does the agency do for these contractors before they're awarded these contracts? There's any real world experience? I understand that there may have been some lobbying going on the part of Fenwick Behavioral with the state. So is there any kind of vetting that goes on with these agencies before they're given these contracts?
You know, that's one of the biggest questions that I think we are going to really take some time and dig into this year as we move into the next phase. You know, I think that as we zoom out and look at this problem with this was, I believe, an example of a larger issue when it comes to how contracts are awarded. And a lot of times these contracts can be, you know, no-bid contracts, or it's part of a larger effort to increase the amount of placements and available options for DHS for these children. And there is a shortage of options for placements, for treatment options. And I think that that's where a lot of families find themselves struggling to find options for themselves and their families. But when it comes to Fenwick specifically, we know that Kanaya had worked with them in the past. This wasn't the first time that Fenwick was brought in to work with her specifically, but it's not exactly clear the extensive vetting process that the state did for Fenwick, and it's not just Fenwick, but all the other one-to-one service providers that perhaps DHS has contracts with right now. Obviously, Fenwick is no longer working with DHS at this moment because of what happened, but it's not exactly clear how they got the contract in the first place.
Yeah, and I think when you look at it, and you guys have reported this excellently, by the way, is that, you would wonder about staffing. And yep. you wonder if you're going to be supervising folks that have mental issues, like Kanaya did, unfortunately, that you would let one. I understand there was somebody who was supposed to relieve this contract employee and ended up working 53 hours straight or something. That's the recipe for disaster. You have to make sure that these agencies actually have the staffing to deliver what they're promising.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the question about, negligence comes in, and I think that's what we're going to see if there is a civil lawsuit unfold, is how did this happen in the first place, and why was there no backup plan available? We don't know at this point, because Fenwick hasn't discussed exactly what happened. If we know that, the Prince George's County Local Social Services Office wasn't notified that Fenwick had an issue with staffing that day, and that appears problematic because we don't know if the local social services would have been able to send somebody else, right? If there was a staffing issue with Fenwick, could somebody else have stepped in and then perhaps curtailed the series of events that unfolded after?
Yeah. And well, I might suggest the CEO could have stepped in if they knew they had an emergency,
Absolutely. And why, the question is, why was there only one person available? How big is this staff? One person calls out and that means one person has to work 53 hours. If that's the model, that doesn't seem sustainable.
Yeah. Finally, the new session begins next Wednesday. One of the bills that is going to come up is to end automatic charging for some of these young offenders. Right now, they're automatically charged as adults. They want to basically reverse that and charge them as juveniles. And what do you think the prospects are of that passing?
Yeah, I mean, we know that with the new chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Delegate Sandy Bartlett, she has indicated that she will work with Senator Will Smith in the Senate to reintroduce this. So it's going to be an issue that's going to move forward in both the House and the Senate. This isn't new. We've seen this happen before. Senate President Bill Ferguson was the stopgap last year after, it kind of passed in the House, but he wasn't ready to move forward with it. He had some serious concerns with the Department of Juvenile Services. So I think that, moving forward, it'll be a lot of this will come down to him and where he's willing to stand on this issue. We have the new secretary of DJS, so I think that plays a factor in this as well. We're going to hear from state's attorneys today on the show talking about their perspective. We know a lot of them are against this idea. So we've got some new information from Sandy Bartlett, her reasoning behind why she's pushing it. We'll take that to the state's attorneys and see how they respond.
That's tonight, 5:30, Fox 45, In-Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Always a pleasure, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you. We're glad we're back.
All right, and yeah, it's a happy new year. Got to be a lot to cover in this gubernatorial year, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Mackenzie. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Have a great day. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company, and more from Ed Hale Sr. coming up next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDoceo.com. Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Somali gangs indicted for running child sex trafficking rings in three states. Children as young as 14 years of age in Minnesota, Tennessee, and Ohio. Again, when Trump says we should only bring people in here that contribute to our society and bring people in on merit, bringing in people in like Somalis and all these others from these countries that don't share our values, that's a recipe for disaster. And the Transportation Security Administration flagged nearly $700 million in cash directed in passengers' luggage leaving the Minneapolis airport the last 2 years. A massive cash exodus believed to be tied to Somali immigrants and their money couriers, and that they believe may be funding terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab and others in Somalia. So thank you, Tampon Tim, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, and now the fool Jacob Fry and his incompetent boob of a police chief, Brian O'Hara. We talked about that earlier this morning. Unfortunately, they have created an environment that's explosive by demonizing ICE agents, by creating a resistance. It's one thing to protest. It's another to actively interfere, to pull your car in an intersection and block ICE agents from doing their jobs. And then when they tell you to move, ignore them. And when they tell you to get out of the car, you ignore them. And then try to run over an ICE agent. Well, she, effed around and unfortunately found out the hard way. So sad. Not necessary. And her blood is on the hands of every Democrat in Minnesota and in Washington as well. It's 8:53. Traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Hey, it looks like we're finally making a little progress now from some earlier delays at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Had a wreck there at the Keith Avenue ramp before you get into the Toll Plaza areas southbound. All of that is still off to the side, but we are making a little progress now for the backup coming south. We have still seen delays in the area at O'Donnell Street and coming south from Eastern Avenue, but at least all four lanes are moving. And 895 next door, again, moving down just a little bit now from Erdman Avenue down to the Eastern Avenue ramp. So it's still going to take a while for all of this to be gone. I'm looking at the camera here at O'Donnell Street, watching these two tractor trailers. They're moving at about 5, maybe 10 miles an hour at the most. So very heavy traffic continues there. Late slowing around the Beltway, going to be there for a while. Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. The word is right now they've reopened most of the lanes on Baldwin Mill Road, south of Mountain Road. Some of the cleanup still there. Heads up, but some lanes are back open again now in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast starting off chilly. And then a little later on, we're going to be mild. Temperature in the 50s, rain rolling in Friday, and more rain on Saturday as well. So get out and enjoy this weather, at least the dry weather today. It's going to be a nice day today. Sunny, 37 right now in the city, 37 in Millersville. Joining us, Kim Klasick. She's going live right here at the top of the hour. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay. What's coming up on the show?
Well, got lots of things to talk about today. Good Lord. A lot going on. Of course, I just heard you talking about Minneapolis, and unfortunately, the young woman that was killed. But as you pointed out, when you accelerate towards a law enforcement officer, those are the things that happen.
And there's clear video.
Yeah.
And the Fry and the rest of these Democrats up there either have not seen the video.
Yeah.
and are prematurely pining on it, or have seen it and are lying about it. Either one is problematic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad that Secretary Kristi Noem got there pretty quickly to kind of straighten things out just a bit. But it sounds to me that, you know, even Governor Waltz, I mean, he talked about bringing in the National Guard if needed. I mean, just the language being used, I don't see how this settles anything down. It sounds to me that they want to continue to ignite this flame. And I think, honestly, Sean, going into the midterms, this seems to be the strategy, the game plan for Democrats once again. We saw it with Black Lives Matter. We saw it with George Floyd.
Hit it. Don't you think they want another George Floyd moment?
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. And you have the police chief saying that the woman was not armed. She had a 2,000-pound vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which can and has killed law enforcement agents in the past.
Yeah.
And this is what they want. They want to create chaos and confusion. And now you got the governor pitting the Minnesota Guard against the rest of the National Guard. It's almost like they're egging on a civil war.
No, absolutely. And this actually ties back home because, you know, last night you had a situation here in Baltimore where an officer was almost run over by a car, right, stopping someone in their vehicle, ends up firing the gun. And luckily they did end up arresting this guy. But at the same time, this is what happens. Those vehicles, people do use them as weapons.
No, I saw it in Glen Burnie.
Yeah,
before
same
Christmas.
Thing.
Yeah.
So you know, like you mentioned, you had Mayor Fry that jumped the gun on that. So we're going to talk about all those details. Obviously, on Capitol Hill yesterday, you had Minnesota lawmakers. There were state delegates, state reps that showed up to talk to Congress about some of the fraud. Luckily, we do have Walter Hudson, one of the gentlemen that were there. He's a state rep in District 31A. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So
I was floored when I heard 85% of Somalian immigrants are on welfare.
Yeah. It's absolutely insane. And apparently, according to Mr. Hudson, they've been talking about this for some time, but they're glad that it's finally getting the light that it needs.
Very good. Yep. All right. Kim Klasick Live.
Thank you.
Coming up next. We'll be tuned in. Ed Hale Sr. yesterday said it's time to declare war on more.
I expect from this point forward that, you know, I win the Republican primary against whomever is going to be in it. Then it's going to be a full-on war with me and Wes Moore. I don't care what anybody thinks.
All right, time for our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, we all know Never Ever Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley. That song has been made famous for a number of reasons. One of my favorite country singers, Ella Langley, just covered the song, and no, she's not Rick Rolling us.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie.
That's Ella Langley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey, Joe, the good news, Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmission have combined forces, so no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west, you've got a trusted transmission shop close by. They're not new names. They've been serving in our community for over 50 years, but boy, do they know transmissions. They save you a ton of money if you need a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured transmission. You want to avoid dealer prices? This is who you're going to call. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or go to gpt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Michelle, our producer. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.